from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Oh, yes, it's Friday. You made it.
Yay.
It lasted another week. So did we, I guess.
Well.
May 19th. Thank you for joining us. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Studios here in Los Angeles. And don't forget to join me tomorrow. I'll be out at Top Rocker Harley-Davidson in Canoga Park. And the RV is going to be with me, the FHF Mike Thompson RV. So if you haven't seen it, taken a picture of it, and hashtag FHF show for your chance to get that trip to Mexico for Ultimate Jam Concert. That's not what they're calling it. What are they calling it? Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya Mexico.
Much more wordy.
Rock,
yes.
Getaway.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So definitely get a picture of it. Hashtag FHF show. In other rock news, we do have Chris Cornell's cause of death. Also Roger Ailes' cause of death. And that guy who drove through Times Square, what the hell's going on?
God, the footage of that was insane.
And a band that says it was retired is not retired.
Oh.
Botulism in the news. Let's see what else.
I have the funniest story ever of someone being shot in the head. Now, I mean, this takes all the blue ribbons for headshot stories. Sorry, Kennedy, you're bumped to second. Lincoln, you dropped to third.
The most bizarre
this is
ever.
The craziest one yet.
No, you said the funniest.
Yeah, you said.
Funniest as in odd, as in unusual.
Oh, okay.
And it is kind of funny as well.
Okay. Oh, my God.
We'll get all of that after traffic with Lisa May.
Traffic report brought to you by
40 minutes of nonstop Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Starts right now.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Got the update on the Chris Cornell cause of death, ruled suicide by hanging. Yeah, as far as like the rock star deaths, this one's confused me more. Like, talking to his wife beforehand, we looked at his tweets. Yeah. There's absolutely no sign of depression. His wife says, no, you know, he might suffer from depression, but he wasn't particularly depressed when I talked to him before his show in Detroit. So she couldn't get him on the phone after the show, so I had a friend, you know, go see what's going on, and police discovered him in the bathroom, body on the bathroom floor. So that's where I'm confused, too. If he was death by hanging, how did he end up on the floor?
I know. I don't get it.
I guess maybe whatever he hung himself with broke.
He may have been staying at a really, really fancy, fancy hotel suite there at the MGM Grand Detroit that had a vaulted ceiling or something in
the bathroom.
Otherwise, you know, you can usually reach up and touch.
You can use the toilet. You can tie to the toilet. As long as you're leaning,
What's the rope attached to?
I don't think you could lean yourself to death.
But I think you can. I think you can use.
But what do you tie the cord or rope to? There's no
the plumbing part of the back of the toilet. The where it's
China is saying you can sit on the toilet, tie a rope to the back of the toilet, the tank, and lean forward and hang yourself.
And
no.
Then fall all the way forward. Sure.
No, really?
I think so. I don't think it's always.
Did you reenact
ceiling.
It for us? I'm confused. What do you? I need to see it.
I think
so. Seems like the body's natural reflexes to survive would push and pull and twist and wiggle enough to save you. Whereas if you jump off a chair or something, you have no way to save yourself. Once you're in the air, you're gone.
Right.
You can't lift yourself back up. But the human instinct muscles will take over if there's a floor there and you're just squatting. And it's horrible, but I can't picture. I need visual. I'm with Frank. I'm confused about how it could happen, why did it happen, but how physically did it happen?
Dr. Drew is going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour at some point. He's got a show on KABC from noon to 3, I think, with Mike Catherwood. So he's going to stop in here to see what his take as a doctor's perspective on the whole Chris Cornell situation. And maybe what you should be looking for, those signs, those invisible signs that somebody is on the edge. I was talking about with my wife last night, and I said, I don't understand this, you know, because she sometimes suffers from depression. Obviously, she's married to me.
Yeah. we all understand.
Oh, yeah, just see, I mean, I'll get back to my point, but I saw this headline earlier. Steve Harvey's ex-wife is suing him for, quote, murdering her soul.
Wow. Is that a charge on the books?
I mean, if this actually goes through to, like, some court, and they're like,
wow.
Yeah, murdering your soul.
Yeah. Actually, if you're on the jury, that's like, yeah, oh, poor thing. Jeez. Now you got my sympathy. Yeah. It was really bad.
Wow, what a phrase.
I was talking about it with my wife last night, and I was like, I don't understand. He didn't seem depressed. You know, his wife said no signs. And she's like, well, maybe when someone decides they're going to commit suicide, they're happy because they see the end.
Oh, wow.
Like, he knows that he's going to hang himself after the show, and he's being all Mr. Cool, whatever I'm so depressed about, it's going to be over in an hour, so hey.
I guess it makes sense, but it also implies you've been so depressed before you got happy towards the end.
Right.
But nobody saw those sadness signs. I mean, yeah, the people say, quote, the family, Vicky and the wife and the family were shocked to learn of his sudden, unexpected passing. They're completely shocked. So they didn't see any signs. They had no idea.
The full autopsy has not been done yet, including the toxicology results. So that's
right.
All done.
If something happened. If he were high, it could have been an accidental hanging as opposed to an intentional, I'm depressed hanging. He could have accidentally, we all have blackouts, right? He could have accidentally ended up with something around his neck and accidentally slipped in the bathroom and accidentally hung himself.
But you have to have something around your neck where they're going to say death by hanging. You can't just have like a loose tie.
Yeah.
It has to be a belt. And why would you have a belt around your neck? If he like passed out and hit his head on the sink, that would probably, it could kill you.
Do we know what it was? Yesterday, the reports had a cord or something. I don't know. But we've had blackouts, right? You don't know what you do when you're blacked out. You might be trying to put a cord, a rope, and you end up over your head.
You get clumsy over by
the blinds.
Trying
to take a goofy selfie.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
And we'll know later when the report comes out from the medical exam or whatever, but if he had enough stuff in his system to be high and he was out of his head, then you have to say it was probably accidental.
His wife issued a statement this morning speculating that he may have taken too much Ativan, which was something he was on. And apparently, and you can ask Dr. Drew about this, a lot of former addicts use that. I guess it's anti-anxiety medication. And she noticed that he was slurring his words and acting strange. And apparently that's why she called security to check on him. And then someone, a reporter that was at the show, said he was slurring his words at the show. He was forgetting words. He seemed agitated, like he was already acting different. And his wife said after the show she noticed a difference in the way that he was acting.
We need to look up the side effects of Ativan. You know, all the side effects you see on TV, maybe one of them is suicidal tendencies.
Well, I think it is, and that he may have kind of not even known what he was doing.
Jesus.
Yeah. So he could have been perfectly happy with his life, but the drugs made him...
Yeah.
Is there a side effect that is ever the drug killer as far as like, well, I guess we can't make this thing anymore. Side effects, suicide.
That one, I think.
No, but I mean, a lot of those have, like you said, Frosty, it's like at the very end, they're listing all the side effects. Anal leakage, if you want to kill yourself, call somebody. Wait a second. This thing makes me want to kill myself?
How does
it make it to the market?
Right, I have restless leg syndrome. I'll deal with that.
Is there a side effect? They're like, well, hell no, we can't set this to people. Yeah. So, what? You may kill yourself.
That's the one that loses me. I don't care what it was.
I'll live with the itch. I think Johnny was when he had quit smoking or something, and he was on whatever Chantix or Wellbe, whatever it was. But he had like those like deep dark thoughts to get.
Is that true, Johnny?
So he was like wanted to get off of the smoking medication because he was like, I'd rather smoke than to feel like.
Well, if the anti-smoking medication makes you want to kill yourself, but isn't smoking what making you want to kill yourself? I mean, you said right there on the box it causes lung cancer. This is a slower method. So what happened, Johnny?
When I was taking the Chantix, there was just something about every day when I woke up. I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't feel like doing anything. I knew in my head that everything was going great. Great family, great job. What's missing here? And the only
cigarettes.
Thing I can... Well, maybe. I don't know. But, the Chantix, I know Ambien, I've taken that before, and that sometimes has, it makes you do stuff that you don't want to do.
People sometimes get in zombie states, but you weren't in a zombie state. You were just in the middle of depression.
Yeah, everything was just kind of cloudy.
What'd you do that you didn't want to do?
With the Ambien?
Yeah.
No, it's just like, you walk to the kitchen, and you're like, why did I even walk here? You just kind of forget things. You get all cloudy headed.
How is it that this, you know, you're consciously taking this drug for whatever reason, you're taking this medication, you know, everything's good in your family, as you said. So if you do have dark thoughts, how is it the brain doesn't put one and one together? The reason I'm having these dark thoughts is because this medication, therefore I can accept the dark thoughts and not kill myself. How come you can't dismiss the dark thoughts? Because you know why you're having them, because you're taking these drugs and everything is fine otherwise.
It wasn't so much about the dark thoughts, because I could do that. I knew that this was a side effect of the pill. It was just more of the being cloudy-headed and drained and not feeling like I want to get up and out of bed.
Ugh. Did you ever do things that you would never do, such as walk out into traffic or do irresponsible things?
Be funny or entertaining.
Right. That you would never do in real life.
Never.
Ativan looked up the side effects. This is the drug that Chris Cornell's wife said that he was taking, and or Lisa gave us that information, that a lot of addicts take for anti-anxiety. It says, here's the side effects. Call your doctor at once if you have any of these serious side effects.
Oh, boy.
The very first one. Confusion, depressed mood, thoughts of suicide or hurting yourself. That's the very first one.
Wow. Jesus.
Hyperactivity, agitation, hostility. You said you seemed agitated, Lisa. Hallucinations, or feeling lightheaded, fainting even.
See? He could have passed out in the court, whatever.
Those are the serious side effects. I mean, then there's also drowsy, dizziness, blurred vision, sleep problems, muscle weakness, amnesia, nausea, vomiting, constipation, appetite changes, skin rash.
And according to his wife, he told her that he took extra. He took a couple of extra. So it wasn't just side effects. It was overdose.
And he said how he's kind of like slurring his words.
Yeah.
Signs of an allergic reaction. Oh. Hives, difficulty breathing, swelling of your face, lips and tongue and throat.
So, oh, my God.
If he took too many, he was...
Do we know if he was drinking any alcohol and mixing it with that? Because
maybe.
We all know that booze... And he just came off of doing a show... But show me one musician on stage who doesn't have a few drinks.
He's a non-drinker, though, I think.
Well, yeah, but I know.
Was a rehab.
Yeah, so
guy.
Am I.
Yeah.
I
mean, wait.
No.
Well, I'm saying you
can never say you're a non-drinker.
I know. But a musician's on stage. Come on, it's so easy to have a couple, three, four beers while you're on stage. You're doing a show. You're burning. But if you're mixing that with drugs, you may not realize how dangerous that is, too.
Let's go to the phones. We got Alex on the phone. He says he tried to kill himself twice in 72 hours because of medication given to him after surgery. Hello, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, tell us your story.
Yeah, I actually recently, maybe a couple months ago, I had surgery. And I was prescribed Valium and Norco. And within 72 hours, 2 weeks after having surgery, I actually was tripping out. I don't remember about 5 days. And within those 5 days, I got divorce papers filed for my wife. I'm like really nervous.
Okay.
I tried to kill myself twice in 72 hours. I took all of my prescription. My friend had to bust a window to get me out, taken to the emergency room. They actually released me at the emergency room. And then within 2 days, the next day, I actually drove my car off a cliff. And I ended up 300 feet into like a ravine. And the cops, everybody was just shocked.
Now, Alex, you said you had like a 5 day blackout. You don't remember 5 days. So these recollections you're having are people telling you that you drove off a cliff and you took all your pills and I had to break a window. You don't remember any of that?
I remember emotions that I was feeling at that moment, but I don't remember what happened exactly.
Wow.
And the only, when I came back, I was actually at the mental section of the hospital after I drove off of the cliff. They had to chopper me out of there. And it took me about 2 weeks after that to actually speak to my wife and ask her, you know, why weren't you with me at this place? Why weren't you here? And she just said that my eyes just out of nowhere, I snapped and I was not the same.
And these are drugs they just normally give people after surgery.
Norco's painkiller. And then what's the other one?
Valium's like a mood.
Valium's
a
muscle relaxer.
Yeah. And now my doctor is saying that I should have never been prescribed those. Due to my history with depression and anxiety and all of that. Now I'm being told that I would have been fine smoking weed after my surgery.
Yeah.
Instead of taking these pills.
Everybody just smoke weed. No one's committed suicide high on weed.
Weed gets such a bad rap.
After surgery, here's your bag of weed.
I'd rather that.
Problems.
Yeah. You try to hang yourself with a red vine. Those things are strong enough to hold you.
Then you eat yourself
how big
free.
You are.
Eat yourself free.
Nom, 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 nom. Alex, I'm going to cheer you up and give you a prize, okay? I'm going to send you to one of the happiest places on earth, the Blackest of the Black concert.
Right on.
That's what he needs.
There you go.
Hang in there, Alex. Get better, okay?
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
Those are VIP tickets, so yeah, you're going to enjoy that. Stay on hold. Going to hook you up.
You know, all those warnings, you know, you get any box of pills and there's that paper and the one reads. It's got 5,000 pages of small print by attorneys, you know, warnings about this. And the TV commercials where it's only 10 seconds about the drug and 50 seconds about the side effects. I'm guessing everything can probably make some people go crazy and out of their brain without, that's why those warnings are in there. It's happened to people along the way. You never know when you get the bad draw.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, that's like that lady who got botulism, like five people got botulism from nacho cheese at a gas station in Sacramento. I told you that story earlier in the week as a headline for Florida or anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I think someone said Florida. It's like, no, it was Sacramento. And I mean, that's scary too. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine though. I mean, it could be fatal, botulism.
Mm-hmm.
It affects your nerve endings and it also affects your speech. And this woman has been in intensive care for 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
For putting the nachos on her Doritos,
nacho
cheese
sauce.
Little
road food, you know?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
And I feel bad.
She could die. Now, can you imagine? That's how you go.
I know.
Nacho cheese took you.
Look, I feel really bad for her, and I hope she makes a full recovery.
Oh, yeah, I hope so, too.
Having said that, anyone who squirts out gas station
you
cheese.
You hypocrite. Shut up.
Are you kidding?
I'm not going to let you finish this sentence. You've never had the nacho, the hot nacho cheese.
Not the squirting stuff. I won't drink.
Never.
I will not drink gas station coffee, and I will not eat gas station cheese.
What about the movie theater? Do you get the cheese?
Yes.
The butter.
Well, they clean those things every month.
Do they? I don't know.
Gas stations probably go years before they squirt out the pipes. Are you kidding me? Gas station cheese?
I thought you lived on gas station cheese.
No.
I didn't know you had this thing against it.
I'll eat like 7-Eleven hot dogs and stuff like that, but anything at a gas station out in the middle of nowhere, are you kidding me? Has that stuff ever been cleaned? And again, the coffee pot, is it ever really put through a washing machine?
Well, can,
ever?
Can botulism just develop versus not being cleaned?
No, or does it start with the cheese? I mean, bad cheese?
Where does it come from? Did it?
Bacterial, I don't know. It floats in.
It seems like it'd be more common then. If that's just, those hot, squirty cheese machines are in everything.
They're hot. Yeah, they're hot. They're moist. And they got, you
there's
know,
protein.
There's
one down here at 7-Eleven. I mean, right next to the fountain drinks, there's a cheese machine.
But they clean those every day.
I've never used it. Do they?
They do. Well, yeah, I'm told they do. Long story short, I looked into getting a 7-Eleven franchise when I had more time and money than anything else to do.
Oh, my God.
Why are you laughing? You can make good money.
No.
I was going to be the 7-Eleven guy. Hello, welcome to 7-Eleven. What can
we
I get you?
Really rescued
Would you like a lottery ticket?
Yeah.
Hey, my radio career is dead. I figure I could at least talk to people in my 7-Eleven. Would you like a hot dog?
Of all the things that I figured you would open, I mean, you wouldn't be Habu on The Simpsons. You open the comic book store. You look more like that guy.
No, yeah, I was a 7-Eleven. I'd be the only...
Yeah.
I feel, you know, be the only white Caucasian guy who could speak English running a 7-Eleven in America.
Oh, you would also run it.
No, I would appeal to the English speaking crowd.
You got to fake the Indian accent.
And then you're kind of like exotic because you sound Indian, but you've got light eyes and light skin. So people are like, wow, what's your story? Yeah.
But anyway, I looked into that.
What happened to it?
I didn't pursue because I found out the only way they give you the franchise, you have to agree to work there. I was going to, like, hire people to run it for me and just show it down and be the boss. Well, how are things doing? Let me see the ledger. See you next week. I'm going to play golf. But no, you actually have to work there every day. So screw that.
Yeah.
I don't want to work there every day.
How do they know you work there every day? Why not just hire somebody and...
They got inspector guys who go around and check and they, you know, and you can't get restocked unless you're the owner guy who's there.
It's a 24-hour place. How can the guy work 24 hours?
Yeah, so anytime they stop by...
You got to have somebody work.
You have your worker go, oh, yeah, my boss just stepped out.
Or my boss works the other shift, the opposite shift when the guy walks in. No, he works nights. If he walks in during the day, he walks in at night, he works days.
That's why they're always the same family running the place. That's why they're all, they're very hard workers. They get no time off. No time off. And they know that. They don't make that much either.
So everybody who works at 7-Eleven is related to the ownership.
Well, the owner is there. Either the owner's there or the owner's family member is there on site. Yeah, pretty much.
That seems like an odd rule.
And they don't make that much either, so screw that. Anyway, the reason I know about the washing is because they're very, like McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's.
You
work
with, yeah.
McDonald's strips apart every single piece of machinery back there every night.
Cleaning that milkshake machine
sucks. Oh, yeah, isn't it? Hot steam clean. It's really, really, you could make microchips back there. It's so sterile. 7-Eleven does the same thing with the pizza machines and their hot dog machines.
It's open 24 hours. When do they have time to clean the damn thing? People are walking in for cheese and pizza all the time.
Slow time at 4 a.m. But they do clean that stuff. So I would trust it over some gas station in the middle of Topeka.
Have you eaten the pizza?
It's good.
Or the rolling sausages.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, but you know, and you stay away from the nacho cheese. Yeah. It's been on there for 4 weeks.
Yeah. I trust.
How long have they been rolling, Frosty? You don't know.
I trust 7-Eleven. Over some obscure gas station in the middle of nowhere. And I'm sorry the woman got botulism, but don't eat the gas station cheese.
Well, I think we got on botulism and the cheese because anything can possibly kill you. As far as like you don't know, you get the bad batch of these drugs to give you this more of a side effect of wanting to kill yourself. We're talking about Chris Cornell, the cause of death ruled a suicide by hanging. Full autopsy report's not available, including the toxicology, so they're waiting on that to come in. But it's just confusing that a guy who was just seemed like he was fine, getting ready to go on a U.S. national tour. Just got done playing a show in Detroit and played a show in Kansas City where he was complimenting Kansas City. Going, oh, it was great. We killed it. Thank you, Kansas City. Getting ready to, you know, back in Rock City tonight. You know, his tweets, there was absolutely no sign. So maybe it was
this Ativan.
And he said he took a couple more than he was supposed to. And maybe that one of the side effects is possible suicidal tendencies. Got a text here. If you want to text the show, you always can do that by texting FHF. Then your question or comment to 68683. It says, so sad to hear it was suicide. Whether he was depressed, high, or trying to get aroused, who knows? But he will be missed and rest in peace. Yes, he will be missed. He's one of the godfathers of grunge.
One of the greatest voices of the 90s.
Do we have 24-hour surveillance on Eddie Vedder? Because they're saying Eddie Vedder is the Betty White of grunge right now, because he's really the last one as far as, you know, standing left.
The big four.
Cobain, yeah.
Well, yeah, we need to guard Eddie while he's still with us. Yeah, yeah. Please don't let him take any.
Wow.
No cheese for him.
So sad.
What's going on, Eric? You guys are breaking news over there. Twitter is down.
Oh, I don't know if you saw all the guys around here. They're flustered. They're showing each other their computers and their phones. Twitter is completely down.
Oh, my God. It's like 1999.
Wait, has that ever happened before?
And now a current hit. Yeah, people have reported the outage in UK, Spain, Netherlands, Japan, and America, and France.
Is this maybe hacking? So they took it down until they solved this problem?
Nobody knows anything. Well, it just happened in the last hour.
Clearly, it's related to last week's big hack attack, which was worldwide as well. And the guys implied they could do something else. This is what they're doing. Same guys. Whoever's behind this could really
try to show their power.
They could shut this whole planet down. What's next? They drain, shut off all ATM machines? I mean, these guys are up to something, and they're testing the waters. This is scary stuff.
So, it's beyond a test when you make Twitter shut down. Twitter's huge.
That's never happened, I don't think.
Or maybe Twitter just had some bad nacho cheese. And it's sitting on the Twitter right now.
Hey, that's big.
How many people are going for anxiety pills
twits.
Because they can't tweet? The twits.
Oh, my God, I got
a
twit.
Trump is the most upset, I'm sure. He can't get anything done.
Oh, God, he's devastated. So do you...
Or yeah, maybe this is the Republican Party just shutting down Twitter.
It's the only way to stop the president from speaking. Take it all down.
Do you think it's like Russia, or do you think it's 17-year-old boys?
No. What, hackers?
Yeah, I mean, like...
This? No.
Well, it might be some North Korean-based syndicate or just a bunch of crazy, crazy
like
Steve
really
Jobs kind of
teenagers.
Guys that went to the dark side. That's my guess. This little, you know, Steve Jobs and a couple others, those type of people who said, can we do this? And if they find they have that kind of power, what are they capable of doing?
You know, when you see the sci-fi movies where the villain, like the Joker in Gotham, will take over the transmission of everything. So all the TVs in Gotham become the Joker.
Right, right.
Well, I think this is what's happening. It's like we need a social network like this where you can take it over or take it down. Maybe that's all of a sudden, you know, the Joker's face will pop out.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen.
It's a villain of some kind.
People who watch that great show with Kiefer Sutherland, 24, all the years, they'd always have these guys behind the scenes in the shadows of, you know, way apart. No government could touch them. They could do anything. These guys, I hope this isn't it. But they had the trial run last week of shutting down hospitals and all kinds of stuff. And now they're shutting down Twitter. If these guys discover how to launch nukes, how to hack into nuclear power plants and blow up reactors like Three Mile Island and Chernobyl, if they do that threat with a countdown clock like you'd see on 24, you get 24 hours, beep, beep, beep.
Jesus.
Give us $1 trillion or they all go boom. Do you think you pay? If you can't fight them, you don't know where they are, you don't know how to shut them down, of course you pay.
But what's that doesn't do them any good.
Well, they don't live where they're going to blow up.
Then they can't spend any... This seems like...
Where do I
pay in Bitcoin?
It's a cash 22. But if we blow up, what are you going to spend your money on? You have no money and you blew yourself up.
Well, you don't blow up your nest. You blow up someone else's nest. In other words, you don't...
Meaning what's that going to do for the stock market? So it's not American.
And your 401k.
Well, I know.
I'm figuring these guys have 401ks.
They probably invest in the gold and silver international.
Oh,
I don't
God,
know.
Scary.
Frosty, was it intentional when we had that guy on the phone talking about suicide when you told him to hang in there? Was that an intentional funny or unintentional?
That was a slip.
Okay, because the 646 was giving you complete credit. Frosty is hilarious using the phrase hang in there talking about killing yourself.
Well, then,
I'm like, I don't think
you
meant
no,
that.
No, I'll take credit for that.
No, I don't think you did.
I'll take, yes. By the way, you mentioned something. It struck me because this bothered me last night. I was sitting there thinking about listening to some music, and it just hit me. And I, you know, there's so many artists we've lost in the last 3-4 years. It's one thing to lose people because they just got old and they got sick and they died. It's something else when people die because of self abuse. If they kill themselves, like Michael Jackson did, who shouldn't have died because he couldn't sleep and took medication.
Mm-hmm.
Or Prince, that hurts. But when it comes to suicide. For someone like going back to Robin Williams, this guy who had a genius level ability, which people would admire and will admire for decades to come. How can you not know you're worth living? And I'm hoping that while Chris Cornell's death is tragic, that it was an accidental death and not a choice to end that life. Because that was a life worth living. That was a life that could have given us 2-3 more decades of wonderful music and experiences. And I can't understand how someone with that much talent that you can see with your fans and your sold-out concerts and your track record and your gold albums, your platinum albums, how can you not see that as a reason to live? So I'm hoping this was an accident or a drug thing that he had nothing to do with.
I'm surprised you can't see it. Is that if you you came out several albums, I mean, obviously he was one of the greats, but the pressure of remaining great, of maybe trying to go off book and do something different for yourself, you tried to do that and you failed miserably. And it hurt, didn't it?
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm just saying, you had a heyday, and then you went off and wanted to try something else, and it did not work out for you. And it probably stung more, like, well, why did I do that? Why did I stop? Why did I change? And then everyone telling you this, well, you're not as good as you thought you were. So then that could cause depression, because you have the public has an expectation of you. And you always have to remain on that pedestal. And if you don't feel like you can stay up there anymore... Well, what else is there? I mean, there's too much pressure to remain great just because you were a shining light amongst darkness.
Chris Cornell and I are slightly different in that he had just come from a sold out concert the night before. He still had tour scheduled. He was still a legend. He was still at the peak.
I don't understand this, but I never will.
It's one thing that maybe your career is behind you, and I'm sure that happens. I mean, there's a lot of depressed old has-been stars in L.A. who can't get a phone call now from an agent because they're past their prime, and now that's got to sting and drive you to depression.
But
I get that.
That's what depression is. It's that it's
you don't know why you're depressed.
You don't know why. Like you said, I was looking at pictures. This hit me yesterday too, and I was going through and looking at Google images and going on Instagram and looking at pictures of him and his family and his wife and his kids, and you're just like, it's so sad.
Didn't hit you like Kurt Cobain's tragic life? It reminded me so much of that.
But I think that's the thing with depression. I mean, I don't think anybody in this room has it, so you don't know, but from what I understand, it's like, I am this deep, dark sadness, and I don't know why, and I hate it. I don't think you can go, but you're successful. So many people kill themselves who are successful. You know, that you're like, what? You have it all. Kurt Cobain, he was at the height of it all, but there's a darkness that you just are so sick of living with.
If
just
drugs, to have it and then lose it. It's like, see, like when with the stock market, the big crash, and people are jumping off buildings because they had it and they lost it, and they never know if they get it back again. So the only choice is to jump off a building, kill yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I have little sympathy for those guys.
Well, if you never had it and lost it, then you don't know the pain of loss. You know what I'm saying?
How can they understand it's only money? That's what I'm getting at. I understand you lost your fortune because the stock market crashed.
You probably lost other people's money, too. Not just your own. If you're going to jump off a building.
Eh.
Right. You're like, I've just screwed up a dirty piece of paper. Lives.
Okay. And the whole country's, it's like everyone's Titanic is give each other a knowing look, like we're all going down together. Therefore, you're not so bad.
Well, it's a dirty piece of paper, but if you've got a wife and kids and you're like, oh my God, I just took us but down
what,
to zero.
Why does the 1% keep making money? Why do they keep, you know, like how much money can you possibly spend? And we're looking at the Forbes, you know, list of, you know, the highest earners in the world. I just read where Beyonce and Jay-Z are worth $1.6 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't imagine having $1.6 billion, but they keep making money. They're still performing. I think she's going to be at Coachella next year because she couldn't do
still
it this
touring.
Year because she's pregnant. She's still performing, doing it for what, Love of the Game. Because I'm figuring at $1.6 billion, Jay-Z, do you have any more problems? I mean, with $1.6 So, you probably don't have any problems, do you?
I mean, got no problems, not even one.
So if Jay-Z or Beyonce killed themselves, wouldn't that be the biggest haunting question? Like we're trying to figure out, Chris, what didn't they have? What? Where was the sadness that couldn't be overcome by the happiness and the joy of just your life?
Well, maybe if you can't find happiness with $1.6 billion and kids and the adoration of your fans, if you can't find happiness there, then maybe you feel hopeless.
Well, maybe there's that.
If you can't find it, and everyone thinks that you should. My God, look at your life. You're so lucky. Really? You don't know what's really going on inside.
Correct.
That's true. There are people who have problems, like Whitney Houston. Of course, that was against substance abuse, drugs and alcohol. But people, friends around her, knew she had an issue. What bugs you is people like Chris Cornell, when all the people around go, we didn't see anything wrong. It's one thing to know that you have a problem with stimulants or drugs or you do too much hard stuff. But no, everything was fine with this guy.
That's what, I mean, of all the deaths, this is one of them going, I don't understand. It doesn't. I don't get it. I probably never will. Like I said, Dr. Drew's going to join us at 9 o'clock to talk about Chris Cornell and the situation and see what he thinks and what maybe you should be looking for if someone in your life is depressed or maybe on some medication or has some tendencies to be depressed. Maybe there's signs that you just don't see.
Would a sign be if they've gained 12 pounds since they declared they were on a diet January 1st? Would that be?
Dude, there isn't a rope strong enough.
Oh, my God.
Actually, yeah.
You could have got one of those anchor ropes on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Just put it on.
You got to have to hang yourself off the Queen Mary rope.
Oh, that's what I want in my obituary.
Oh, the Queen
he
Mary.
He died hanging off the Queen Mary. I knew it!
Yeah, you definitely can't do that.
Oh, and Roger Ailes, his cause of death has been revealed at 77. It was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh.
No, it wasn't. It was complications of a subdural hematoma after he fell at home injuring his head.
What's a subdural hematoma?
Like a brain bruise.
A brain bruise.
Ooh.
A concussion. So a subdural hematoma is a bruise on the... And if it was his head, his brain, maybe it bled.
Yeah.
The fall happened last week. It says there's no evidence of foul play. But I'm thinking, come on. This happened within a year of 25 women coming forward and saying that you sexually harassed them or assaulted them at work. I'm thinking maybe your wife had a frying pan.
Maybe she buttered the bathroom floor and he went in to go pee in the middle of the night.
There we go.
Could I make this whole story any more sexist by having her hit him in the head with a frying pan?
You're so old school, Tommy.
Yeah, he was touching the girls. Like, hit him in the head with a frying pan.
Why, I never.
All right, Lisa May, what's going on in traffic right now?
Traffic report is being brought to you by That's Traffic on 95.5 KLOS.
Thank you, Lisa. You can come in here and give us some more news of the day. In other news, Donald Trump says no other president has been treated worse than him. So that started all the memes on the internet. Someone posted a meme of the convertible Cadillac JFK was in.
Oh, Jackie
reaching back on the trunk and grabbing his brain.
No.
Says, no other president's been treated worse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Such an idiot.
I think, wasn't Obama treated worse by Donald Trump?
Yeah.
You were born in Kenya, man.
He's on a hunt there,
too. His religion and where he was born.
Everything.
And never let it go.
No.
And what about that one time Monica used too much teeth? So, come on, Trump.
He has no point.
You got yourself lucky. All right, Lisa May, what else is going on in the world?
I just checked. It looks like Twitter's back up.
Oh, thank God.
When you get on there, it says Twitter is over capacity, so give it a few moments and then try again, but it was updating for me. So,
for those 5-10 minutes when it was out, it was like the end of the world for
it
those
says
you.
They started getting reports around 6 a.m. our time, but I didn't notice it, so I don't know if it's various areas.
What did people do? Did they make phone calls? Actually, go and talk to people in person? How did they handle it?
They sat in a closet.
They went on Snapchat.
There you go. Hey, join Frank tomorrow. He's going to be a top rocker Harley Davidson Canoga Park, and the FHF Mike Thompson RV will be there as well. Mm-hmm. Perfect chance to go and take a picture of yourself with the RV, hashtag it FHF show, and post it to social media. That is giving you a chance to be entered to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Rock Getaway at the Hard Rock Hotel in Riviera Maya, Mexico. An amazing event. Steve Miller Band, Roger Daltrey, Bad Company, Foreigner, REO Speedwagon, and much more. So Chris Cornell's official cause of death, suicide by hanging. As we mentioned, they have not finished the toxicology test or the full autopsy report yet, so more information will probably be coming. A reporter for the Detroit Free Press was at Chris's final show, and he says then it was clear something wasn't right, that Chris staggered back and forth across the stage, missed words, sometimes entire blocks. His vocals sometimes lagged behind the music, and he seemed agitated. The reporter at the time thought maybe he's just really tired from doing a lot of shows in a row. But it does dovetail with a statement that his wife, Chris's wife Vicky, issued this morning. She thinks his suicide may have been from taking too much Ativan, which he took for anxiety. She says they talked after the show. She noticed he was slurring his words. He was different. When he told her he may have taken an extra Ativan or two, that's when she contacted security and asked them to check on him. And she is hoping further medical reports will provide additional details. And basically what she's saying is, I want his kids to know that he loved them and he would not on purpose hurt them like this.
The big, huge question mark will get answered someday, but they're just glaring now. It's the difference between ODing by accident and ending up with something around your neck and hanging yourself in the bathroom.
Well,
how do those
Frank
two
was
dots
reading
connect?
Some of the side effects, and they say there's confusion. It can create depression, suicidal thoughts.
Mm. Especially if you took too many.
Yeah, it puts you in this weird altered state. I'm sure Dr. Drew later will tell us more about it. Meantime, a lot of people have been paying tribute to Chris. Dave Navarro tweeted, so stunned to hear about Chris Cornell, such a terrible and sad loss. Courtney Love, this one kind of hurts. Goodbye, darling boy. Please say hi to all my loved ones.
Ugh.
I cried for you today.
Whew.
Yeah. And Tom Morello, his Audio Slave bandmate, wrote, I love you, brother. Thank you for your friendship and your humor and your intellect and your singular and unmatched talent. Your beautiful voice and beautiful self will always be in my heart. So all of this is a little depressing. If you want something uplifting, maybe Chihuahua races in Costa Mesa. A Home Forever Rescue is holding the races at PetSmart at 17th and Superior. They have a pooch-kissing booth, T-shirts for sale, and tons of small dogs for adoption. I want Rudy to be in a Chihuahua dog race. That would be amazing. Go to ahomeforeverrescue.org for all the details. I also posted it. The 4 is a number 4.
I love the way
Home Forever.
News people like you can just shift gears so quickly. So sad we've lost Chris Cornell. But there's a Chihuahua race going on. Nuclear missiles are flying. But is your pet psychic? We'll find out. It's dead.
Exactly. Don't eat the cheese. Coming up next, why balloons make us happy.
It's a talent.
You know, I'd go to that Chihuahua race if they had snakes on the track.
Oh.
I mean, make it interesting.
Oh, man. DC needs a hit movie. I think you'll agree after Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad, they all rated about 36% on average at Rotten Tomatoes. And Wonder Woman could be the movie. So some critics got to see it last night, and they are all tweeting that they loved it. One tweet said, happy, no relieved to report that Wonder Woman is truly good, funny, stirring, kick-ass, romantic, a solid, entertaining superhero movie. Another critic tweeted, Wonder Woman, easily my favorite DC Extended Universe film, has the humor and heart the franchise so desperately needs. Gal Gadot and Chris Pine are charming as hell. That's exciting. I'm going to go. It opens on June 2nd. And
thank you, God,
is news of the day.
If you celebrate your birthday today, well, you have a Friday birthday. Lucky you. And it's May 19th. You celebrate with Sam Smith. He's 25.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need.
Waylon Jennings' boy, Shooter Jennings, is 38.
Telling me you love me and you're
Kevin Garnett, Minnesota Timberwolves stud, is 41. Jenny Berggren, lead singer of Ace of Base, is 45. Bill Laimbeer is 60 years old. Remember him playing for the Detroit Pistons, the dirtiest player in the NBA? I mean, looking back now, you got to love Bill Laimbeer. All right, everybody?
I vaguely remember.
Okay.
You don't remember him?
He had a bad reputation of...
he was the dirtiest player in the NBA at that time. Now he's the general manager and head coach of the WNBA's New York Liberty.
Okay. I'm still humming Ace of Base, sorry.
Well, get that out of your head because it's Phil Rudd's birthday, too. ACDC's drummer. 63. He had to leave the band in 2015 when he was arrested for drug possession and trying to have someone murdered.
Would you expect that from someone in ACDC? You'd be disappointed if they weren't arrested for something.
Archie Manning, pa of Peyton and Eli, is 68 years old today. Dusty Hill from ZZ Top is 68 as well.
It's Frank's song.
Last girl's out there. It was the creepiest song ever. Look at all the last girl out there.
Frank, you are starting to look like
I know.
Got the ZZ Top beard going on.
You know, it's weird, like with tattoos. I didn't realize the same thing about beards. Once you start going, you go past a certain limit.
Addictive.
It's like you don't ever want to lose it. It's like your pet.
That's Samson and Delilah. You're Samson. Right.
You're on the way to Rutherford B. Hayes. I just got to warn you.
That's the look he's going for.
Google it, folks. Google it.
Let's see. Grace Jones turned 69 today. Oh, God. No, she's doing. Crank it up. Pete Townsend is 72. Let's get together
before we get much older. Is he the biggest nose in rock and roll? He didn't need a drumstick. Just lean forward and use that honker to play the snare.
And... Chewbacca Pete Mayhew is 73.
Oh! I didn't know they ever revealed who Chewbacca was. I thought that was a big industry secret.
Really?
I didn't know.
No, it's, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Didn't we hear that he says his lines and then they put in the growls and stuff so that who he's acting with can react to the actual lines?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
When they're filming, yeah. Have to go back and watch it.
They
now.
Dub you out and add this. Oh. It's an insult.
Really, as an actor, you're like, okay, I guess.
7 days to Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you got some plans. And I know next week, Heidi's going to be out a couple days. So you're going to miss the drinking show, Heidi.
Friday
of next week, it's a drinking show, a public service announcement about drinking and driving. We drink so you don't have to.
And I'll drink your share, Heidi.
Yeah, please
we'll have
do.
The police in here with their breathalyzer and toxalizer machines. We'll start right at the top show at 6 o'clock in the morning with measured amounts. You'll hear us deteriorate.
Really?
Is Lisa going to be part of this as well?
Hell no! What are you crazy?
She's gonna start
I had a margarita at 5 yesterday and lost my mind.
5 a.m.
No, p.m.
Oh.
A margarita at 5 p.m. and you lost your mind? Seriously, I was like, we're not having that stupid chicken. I'm going to Paquito Bus. Whatever.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We come back. We're going to talk about the guy who drove through Times Square and that tragedy yesterday. That's all next. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
For us, the Audie and Frank show, we're going to talk about the Times Square driver. But in about 5 minutes, we're going to try the chicle. Talked about it yesterday. Our minor league baseball team started selling chickles at their games. It's pretty much a pickle that's been hollowed out, filled with chicken. So
we're trying them in here, really?
Anthony and Patrick are back in there making chickles
for
us.
Oh, good.
And we're going to see if Sammy can do it in one bite. A whole chickle just right down her throat.
I feel confident for her.
I think she's going to do well.
With no choking.
But before we get to the old Times Square driver, mentioned that it was the former drummer of AC/DC's birthday. And I think that I have the next mega concert that's happening. I'm gonna call it now before it's ever been announced, because okay. Robert Plant's website said anytime now or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it said on his website. And so there was a rumor that it was going to be Desert Trip, that Led Zeppelin's getting back together for Desert Trip. Then the promoter for Desert Trip says, you know what, we're not even doing Desert Trip because last year's was epic. It's not even happening. Maybe sometime in the future, if we can ever get something together like that again, we will, but it's not happening. So everyone's thinking, okay, that's not it. But it still says any time now.
Hmm.
Here's what I think's going to happen.
Ooh, what is it?
Well, Paul Rogers was in a concert over in the UK, the Bad Company frontman. And, you know, his special guests always come out. Like when Billy Joel, he had Axl Rose come out and Pink come out and help him. Well, as he was on stage, who do you have come out? He had Robert Plant come out.
Cool.
Okay.
And Brian Johnson from AC/DC.
Oh.
And they all sang Money, That's What I Want together, this cover of that.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Bad Company are going to go on tour together.
Oh, if they do.
Which would be ridiculous.
Oh, God, we are going.
Oh, my God.
We are going.
But wouldn't you pay?
It doesn't matter. We'll mortgage the house.
It doesn't matter.
This is great.
So that's just my theory about what's happening based off this picture that I saw all three of those guys on stage.
You mean
recently.
It's not going to be a Desert Trip? They're doing their own thing.
I think it's going to be, not Desert Trip. Okay. It's going to be their own thing on tour together. Those
Isn't this
three.
Great? If you're right. I mean, always old bands you grew up with and love, part of your life soundtrack. One more time, you get to see him.
Because Brian Johnson had to leave and Axl Rose took over for AC/DC because he said that he was possibly going deaf, or he had to take a break from standing in front of the speakers. But yeah, he was out, he's singing, he's performing again. So I'm
Hope you're right.
Okay, that would be incredible.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. You might be onto something. You know, I mentioned before the show, my favorite band of all time, the Eagles. You know, they always break my heart when they've said in past years, okay, we've broken up. Then they got together, which was great for the Hell Freezes Over tour. They said they'd get back together when hell freezes over. They got back together.
It froze over quite a bit.
Right. That tour is the greatest tour they ever had. So they stayed together, broke up again, got back together, broke up again. Then, of course, unfortunately, Glenn Frey passed away, as you know, which was terrible. And then they said, that's it. We're not going to play anymore. Well, okay, we'll do one more. So they brought in Jackson Browne, played it for the Grammys. Then said, you know, okay, we're going to play the Classic East and Classic West, and that's it.
And Deacon Frey, his son, Glenn's son's going to take his spot.
And that would be a fitting way.
That would be it.
That would be it.
Then I
see this morning Joe Walsh says, well, actually, this is working out pretty good. The Eagles may play some more concerts after the Classic East and West shows.
Of course they will.
But isn't that just wishful thinking from Joe Walsh? I mean, it only works out better for Joe Walsh.
He's sober now.
If the Eagles stay together. I mean.
But he says, we've coming up with some ideas for ways to go out and play our music some more. So I'd love to see that, too. Play to your drop.
I'd go see him
Fingers
again.
Crossed. All right. That's for you, Winslow, Arizona.
All right, now let's talk about this guy who drove through Times Square. Car barreled through Times Square yesterday, allegedly driven by a man high on drugs. Some bystanders came to the aid of the victims he hit as others went after the suspect. Photographer snapped pictures of the suspect, Richard Rojas, who's 26, after he climbed from the wrecked car and ran through the street. He was tackled by a group that included a ticket seller and a muscular door supervisor.
That is an odd way to make the paper.
Somebody's got a crush.
It's very muscular, that's all I know.
A muscular door supervisor at a nearby Planet Hollywood restaurant.
What's a door supervisor? Fancy name for bouncer?
The bouncer guy, the guy working the door.
I'm a door supervising engineer, thank you.
His name was Ken Braddix. He works right near the site of the deadly crash that killed an 18-year-old woman, injured 22 others.
Oh, God.
Braddix and a sightseeing ticket seller. It's like, oh, you want to, I'll take you around the bus. Wrestled the fleeing suspect to the ground before police took over. So let's do a shot for the Good Samaritans and said, you know, who chased the guy down.
Good.
If more people did that, I mean, got involved. This guy tries to run away, and there's a lot of people who are like, oh, what's going on? Put a leg out.
Yeah, not
trips.
New York City.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, do what you can as a Good Samaritan. Because I mean, wouldn't you rather die a hero? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? So you die? You're dying a hero. I'd rather die a hero than die of botulism from nacho cheese.
That's true. Those are the choices,
And the people of New York have been through so much crap, obviously, since 9/11. You know what? I think New York is especially. And you know what? You try something on our turf, we're going to tackle your ass. We're going to take you down.
I just think it should be a worldwide view. I mean, I think a lot of places could take care of their own. It's like, okay, why are we going there to get out your bums like ISIS? Why don't you guys go in there and
handle
get your bums?
Handle business.
Well, unless it becomes vigilante old Wild West. I mean, that's extreme.
But if that's what it takes to clean house.
I wouldn't live there either.
Whip some ass.
It would be vigilante.
As good Samaritans.
Vigilante Wild East, I think.
Okay. I'll go with vigilante Wild Midwest.
It's wild east. It's the wild, wild east.
By the way, that Times Square driver, Frankie said he was high. He was on synthetic marijuana, that K2 stuff.
I don't understand synthetic marijuana.
Frank, you can probably educate us on this. This is dangerous because it's not real. It's not organic. It's synthetic.
You mean they're sold fake marijuana? Like he thought he was buying real weed?
No. It's sold as fake.
Oh, it's on purpose.
K2, they call it.
Yeah, fake weed.
So it wasn't a terrorist attack. It was a high guy. He was crazy, by the way, because he told the police. He was in a zombie-like state. He told the police this was the last day of Earth. So he was out there just out of his head on this K2 stuff and drove his car through a bunch of
people. I mean, Twitter went down.
Down a one way, like wrong way down a street, and then just didn't stop or what?
I've never been to Times Square. It's hard to figure out what street does what, but it was right there in the middle, you know, where the big huge sign things are. Right there where there's people everywhere.
Had a lot of tourists, so obviously if he picked that spot, he kind of knew what he was doing.
And middle of the day when, you know, it was completely packed. But again, he was completely high and nutso. So at least it wasn't a terrorist attack. So here's to the heroes who tackled this.
Yes, that muscular door supervisor, Planet Hollywood. They don't even name the other guy. He's just a sightseeing ticket seller.
Well, he sort of gets the short end of the stick, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And the rest.
There we go.
I like Fridays.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, be in pursuit and tackle the guy if you're afraid that something might happen to you. But that's why the trip.
The trip's good.
The stiff leg out trip or the clothesline was invented. I mean, you're acting all nonchalant. Like, I don't want to get involved. Clothesline!
Oh, that's the best.
That's perfect. So let's try that. Okay, folks?
Okay, fine.
I'm on board.
The trippy clothesline.
Now, you lawyers, don't mess it up, because this is for the good of America. Don't be suing the heroes.
That's one reason I think why people don't do it, because all of a sudden they could turn around and be like, yeah, I ran into her clothesline, I busted my face.
All right, let's take it to
work,
court. Let's get a jury. You know, let's go all the way. I don't care.
That's what we need. We need the jury people to is this coming in?
These are the chickles.
Who ordered breakfast?
Yes, we talked about this yesterday. A minor league baseball team is coming up with something to get people in the stands, and they think this will do it. It's called a chickle. Is this a dill pickle, large dill?
Yeah, it's one of those big Vlasic pickles stuffed with some barbecued chicken rubbed with tapatio.
Oh, it looks delicious.
Damn, it does look good.
This is served at the minor league baseball.
The chicken. It might be a little warm. But just make sure before I don't want you guys to burn your mouth.
Oh, it might be a little hot.
Yeah.
Wait, did you sneak some sneaky hot sauce in here or something? Or is this just a regular pickle and regular chicken?
A little spicy.
Is it good?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Got some kick on it. Here we go.
I'll wait to take a bite till these guys do. Because Frank got here this morning and he had the belly gurgles that you could, you know, when somebody's got it in your office and you can hear it gurgling. And I'm like, are you okay? And he thinks he ate some bad meat.
A little spicy. It's a lot spicy.
It was perfect.
Watching a ball game, this would be great. Kind of messy, but who cares?
Anthony, that's kick ass.
It's good, but I don't know if it's going to put people in seats. We got to go get a chickle because you can make it at home.
Yeah, it's just a pickle with chicken in it.
They're also messy for the ballpark. You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting at your seat, and it's crowded, and people are standing up, and you've got your beard.
There's nothing messy at a ballpark.
But this is...
the stuff they serve is kind of like...
Think of the nachos. It's less messy.
Well, this is the realm of Coney Dog, with lots of Coney sauce on it. Mm-hmm. This is really good.
Chili dog, I don't want to make a mess.
Yeah. So really good. I thought the pickle might be overpowering, but it's a good... Take a big pickle, slice it in the middle, put chicken in it.
Johnny, you want to eat? Here, Johnny. Eat.
That may be my new favorite snack.
It's reasonably healthy, right? Because you're saving the...
Well, there's a lot of salt.
There's no bread, there's no bun.
It is the paleo diet hot dog.
You're right.
Where there's no bun. Yeah, you're replacing it with pickle. I think you can eat that, right?
This is animal style.
So it's like people who have, you're on a diet, you have a hamburger, but use lettuce instead of bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this, pickle holds your chicken.
So there's people sitting around a table and just throwing out ideas for possible foods. And I know you mentioned, what was it, Lucky Charms that said, you know what we need to do? Take all the brown bits of cereal out and just sell the marshmallows.
They're
nothing
doing that.
But charms.
Limited edition, just the marshmallows.
Brilliant! Limited edition, huh?
Yeah, not the healthiest bowl of cereal you can serve your children, but they're making them now.
Yeah, that was one of the good ideas that came out of the cereal think tank. There are some bad ideas, though, and I do have a list here of the cereals that didn't make it to the store shelves. But we're throwing out.
Ooh, okay.
Special KKK. No, no, bad idea.
You actually keep your bed sheet on in the morning when you get up. You just put it on and then you go eat your cereal.
Yeah, you're clanging around the breakfast table every morning.
Also, another breakfast cereal that didn't make the shelves. Scrape nuts.
Oh!
Wow. I mean,
no.
No.
Don't even.
And another breakfast cereal that didn't make it out of the think tank. Bust-a-Nut Cheerios.
Oh!
That probably made it to round two, but didn't make it to round three.
I can tell you this much. I'm not drinking that milk.
That better be milk. How about this one? Golden Shower Grahams. No, they didn't make it either.
Maybe on the Trump breakfast table. Yeah.
Frosted Exfoliated Skin Flakes.
Oh.
No.
They're gross!
That's like one of those bad translation, like you serve the cereal in Japan and they translate it incorrectly.
Yes.
Another cereal didn't make it to the shelf. Meaties.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe.
You would eat Meaties?
Maybe.
Oh, God. All right. How about this one? Lice Krispies. another cereal didn't quite make it out. Cap'n Crunch with dingleberries.
Oh.
Too wordy.
Some of these make scrape nuts sound not bad.
How about Count Arugula? Ugh, awful. I can't stand that stuff. It's not for breakfast anyway. Alpha Zits.
Oh.
Alphabets.
No.
Alpha Zits.
No.
And finally, the cereal that didn't make it to the shelf. Cinnamon Toast Crotch. Oh. Even though that sounds kind of nice, you know, I could probably munch on that.
I think maybe, you know.
Do you ever go to the 99-cent store, which I love, by the way, and you see they've got the same stuff, that it's the same bottles, the same boxes you see in the regular store, but the labels are slightly different?
Yeah.
That's the sort of stuff that'll show up there, those names.
Right. It's a mispackage, mismarked.
Yeah, it's something
package.
From a truck accident, they just put a new label on it.
Two more just been added to the list of cereals that didn't make it. We must have discussed this morning and have already been denied. Fruit Poops.
Oh, jeez.
And Booger Smacks. So, not getting in.
The Booger Smacks.
Okay. You know, you're going to be surprised by this, but we're all bi.
Bi.
Lingual.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Come on,
going
now.
By binary.
Reel it in.
Yeah, okay.
We're all bilingual.
That's not true.
No, it is true. You might not know the language that you're fluent in. Turns out that, according to a new study, you speak dog.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Is there universal dog language?
You think you can. Okay, here's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They had people, they let them listen to dogs growling or making a sound, of like they're barking or whatever. And they were able to guess what the dog was growling or barking about. Like they said, people had the remarkable ability to figure out what their dog's different growls mean. People listened to audio recordings of dogs growling and barking while they played, while they guarded their food, or faced a stranger who they thought was threatening, and people correctly identified what the dog was growling about just from audio 63% of the time.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me at all.
You learn your own dog.
Oh,
yeah.
That doesn't surprise you at all?
Well, I don't think I would know Heidi's. I wouldn't know Heidi's dog's growl,
right.
But I know mine. We almost have ESP. I know exactly if he's growling at the squirrel or the mailman.
I have five dogs, and I can only hear if somebody's drinking water. I can tell which dog's drinking water.
I don't know if it was their dog.
Oh.
That they were listening to. So what I've done, and Eric has helped me with this, is that I have some sounds, some dogs growling and barking and doing the same exact study they did. Mm. And we'll see if you guys can figure out what the dog is growling about. See if you actually are bilingual when it comes to dog language. Okay.
That's fine.
If you want to play along as well, 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. We'll take a break right here, right, Eric? Are we on time for a break or not?
Good, I can finish my chicle.
Yeah, finish your chicle. We'll get traffic with Lisa May. Quick 2 minutes of commercials and coming back and seeing how well you speak dog next. We're Frosty, Addy, and Frank.
And now for one of my three all-time favorites.
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Can you speak dog language? Another thing she might have in common with Heidi's wife.
She's a great Dane.
I'll get you, my pretty. That was extra witchy.
Oh, man.
All right, bilingual. It's like we're all bilingual. They did a test with people. They played them the sounds of dogs growling, barking, whining, and then you had to guess what the dog was responding to.
This should be easy.
Was the dog, was it guarding his food? Was he feeling threatened by the mailman? Or what's going on in this dog's brain right now, based on the audio alone? And 63% of the time, people were able to identify exactly what the dog was talking about, meaning we do speak dog language. So let's go to the first one through. That was David on line two. He wants to see if he can speak dog. You guys can also guess. I don't even know, because Eric got collected these dog sounds. I don't even know what the answers are, and in no particular order. But hello, David.
Hey, how's it going, Frank? How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Inglewood.
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 He speaks Roddy.
You got a tram there.
Inglewood.
Doberman.
Pit bull and Chihuahua.
Pit bull and Chihuahua.
All right.
All right. Eric's going to play a sound of a dog, and then you have to guess what that dog's talking about. All right?
Okay.
All right, everybody. David, you got any guesses of what that dog's talking about?
He probably wants to go inside.
And he wants to go inside. What do you think, Frosty?
I said, got to go outside to wee.
Or he's got to go outside.
Yeah, let me out to use the yard.
All right, he's either asking to go in or out. You guys are close. What do you say, Heidi?
I'm saying he's barking for a treat. That sounds like when you're holding it and you're like, do you want? He's almost talking. Like, so I think he's seeing a treat. And wanting it.
Seeing a treat and wanting it.
What do you think?
Let me hear it again. I think the person is holding a leash, and he's in anticipation of a walk.
You can practically hear him
say,
"Oh my
God, we're going outside!" Okay, yeah.
He almost says, "We gotta go, go."
I don't think it's a pee go outside.
Yeah,
okay. I think he's anticipating a walk.
I'm saying to go outside. I was guessing to pee, but it could be to go outside for any reason. Yeah, but there's a desperation there, so I'm going with.
Visual cue of a leash. You're saying it's a visual cue of a treat, and David said he wants to go what? He wants to go inside.
Okay.
All right, Eric, is anybody right?
David on the phone is
wrong. He doesn't want to go inside. Sorry, David.
Frosty is also wrong.
Oh, no.
But Frank is wrong.
Oh.
And Heidi is
correct. Heidi Hamilton speaks dog.
It's a dog that wanted a treat.
Yeah.
All right, let's see who else is on the phone. Seeing if you are actually bilingual. Can you speak dog language? 63% of people can. Heidi's already one for one. And Zach is next. Hello, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, Frank?
Where are you calling from?
Long Beach.
What kind of dog do you have?
I actually do not have a dog, but I think I might be able to take a stab at this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the next dog sound. What's this dog talking about? Okay. What do you think, Zach?
I think he's just happy to see his owner.
Happy to see his owner. All right. Frosty, what do you think?
Dog guarding his property. Like, don't step in my yard. Someone walking down the sidewalk. Get out of my yard. Get out of my yard!
I'm going the same thing. He's guarding, somebody is there. A gardener, I think, is there. And he's not happy.
All right, let me hear it again. I'm going to say he's barking at that bird. The bird's in the tree. He's looking that bad. Like, get out of here. So, yeah,
we're all saying the same thing. That's a guard bark.
Now, right? All right. Is anybody right, Eric?
Zach on the phone, you are
wrong. And Zach said what? I forgot.
Zach said he was just happy to see his owner.
Happy to see the owner. Sorry, Zach. You need to get a dog.
Frank?
So he's not barking at the bird. Okay.
And Frosty and Heidi?
Yay!
Correct. He's actually in his yard, and somebody is looking over the fence into his property, and he is guarding it.
We know dogs guard in the yard.
Well, Heidi Seaver, too. She's fluent in dog. Yeah.
That's how I spend most of my days. I should know it well. I mean, my God.
Let's see. Who's next on the phone is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Riverside.
Do you have a dog?
I have two dogs, a Shih Tzu and a Terrier.
Shih Tzu and a Terrier. Mm-hmm. All right. Obviously, we're trying to see if you can understand dog language. What is this dog trying to say? All right.
I think he sees a squirrel or a cat, and he wants to eat it.
All right. Sees a squirrel or a cat, and he wants to eat it. Frosty?
No, I don't want to be neutered.
I don't want to be neutered.
It sounds like a dog in stress. Like, no, I'm not. I don't want to do what you want me to do. I don't want to go. I don't want to, whatever. Go see the vet.
No. I don't want to go see the vet.
Yeah,
all right.
Much.
No, that dog's playing with another dog. The other dog has a toy, and he gets that frustrated, like, playful bark. I want it.
All right, let's hear it again. I think somebody is eating and he's begging. Like he said, I want a bite of that. I mean, it's your food. I mean, you're eating a normal cheeseburger or something. It's not his treats, but he's sitting there watching you. He's like, I'm here. Give me some of that. All right. Is anybody close?
Nobody.
Nobody got it. Let's hear it again. Let's hear it again.
Now, I will say that, Frank, you were the closest.
What was yours again?
That he's begging for something I'm eating.
Oh.
Oh, you're getting ready to give him a treat. It's his treat.
Nope. In this video, the owner is holding the leash right in front of his face, and he's not taking him for a walk.
Well, that's what I said the first time around.
To get him to make that noise. So he's being a total a-hole to this dog, and this video upsets me.
Well, so this is anticipation. He wants to go out for the walk.
Exactly.
And that's what I said for the very first time.
Well, I've written down the dog in agony and stress, though I screwed up when I said he didn't want to go see the vet. But yeah, that's not a happy dog.
A little specific about the vet.
Right. I know. That's where I went wrong.
Sorry, Steve. So Heidi went, do we have any more or just those three?
That's it.
Just those three. So Heidi wins dog language skills contest. Heidi is actually by Lingual.
I wonder if dogs could do a similar thing about us. You know, the dogs in their language barking. What does it mean when humans go, I don't want to go.
They're extremely lonely.
Would you want to go for a ride?
But they know.
They have no friends.
Because here's they don't hear words, but like they go like this. They know one's pissed and one's, I'm great, want me to do something?
No, to them, there's no words, but it's all just inflection.
Yes.
It's all inflection.
I'm going to kill you. Yeah, we're going to the vet, put you to sleep. and the dog's like, yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Because dogs are stupid.
Frank met Denver again. He saw my dog. He was over the other day.
So cute.
I wonder if he thought you were a bear with that big old beard. He seemed like he didn't really warm up to you like he does.
I think
people.
He has social anxiety as well. I think he's a little bit Asperger's like you.
But he usually enjoys other people's company. But you, he sort of shied away from because of that beard. I think you were intimidating.
Really?
You look like a grizzly bear. He'd never seen a beard before, I don't think. So
he's never seen a beard before.
I don't think so.
What about your girlfriend?
Oh, I get it.
Does it work that way? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's still called
I get it. That's funny.
Yeah, right. She's, yeah.
If I had a girlfriend, that'd be hilarious.
I know. That's why I was so confused when I said it. It didn't even make sense to me.
That means I got to use the bathroom. Can we break, please?
Do you have to take a break?
No.
Do we have to time to take a break?
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know, I promised you, Frank, a story of the funniest headshot story I'd ever seen. Remind me to do that before the show's over, because it's a doozy.
Funniest headshot? Any picture taken of me?
Let me ask you, though, Heidi. Do you have any problem sleeping, like insomnia of any kind?
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Because this headline, beauty sleep is real. If you don't sleep enough, you're ugly.
Makes sense.
How long have you been awake? No, it's actually true.
I haven't slept for years.
It's something out of Good Housekeeping magazine. Says that beauty sleep sounds like something that you would find out of 1956 magazine of Good Housekeeping, but it says it is actually very real. Researchers out of Sweden took photos of people who, after two good nights of sleep and two nights of only 4 hours of sleep, and they had strangers rank how attractive they were in different photos.
Wow.
The pictures where people were well-rested got way better scores. They were rated as more attractive, healthier, and friendlier than they were in photos when they hadn't gotten much sleep. You do need beauty sleep.
I'm actually going to leave like here in a few minutes and just go home and go to bed. Don't you think?
Can you sleep for a couple years? Can't wait to see you in 2019.
Like Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah, I'm just going
like
to go.
That kind of sleep where you don't wake up for 20 years.
I'm
going
to sleep till I'm hot. So I don't know when I'll see you. Like a bear. Dream on, dream on, dream
on, dream until your dream comes. Yeah. The next person you'll see is like an archaeologist digging you up. Blowing dust off your face.
King Tut looks well rested. Skin is so smooth and golden. Frank, was that the same study that said something about people are they don't want to hang out with people who look tired? Like if you look tired, no one wants to socialize with you. You don't want to hang around tired looking people.
Because I think it's catchy. It's like when somebody yawns and you're like, oh, I wasn't even realize I was tired. Now I'm yawning too. So I think it's like laughter's contagious, people being in a good mood's contagious. So if you're like, oh, so tired, then you're like, I'm tired too.
Friday afternoon, somebody's going to be at the bar having fun. Everyone's having a good time. In comes someone who looks like death, all tired and worn out.
I didn't get any
sleep. Oh, God, don't sit down at our table. No, don't bring us. Don't infect us.
Right.
Do you want to tell us about the woman who, or whatever, you finally shot in the head?
The woman's name is...
Details.
Linda Burnett, age 26. She lives down in San Diego. This is a true story. Absolutely true. She was visiting her in-laws, and while she was there, she went to the grocery store. Now, her husband noticed her later sitting out in the driveway in the car with the windows rolled up and her eyes were closed. Both hands held behind the back of her head. He thought that was weird. So he went out there, walked over to the car. When he got out of the car, she opened her eyes, but he said she looked very strange. He said, honey, are you okay? And she replied that she had been shot in the back of the head and she'd been holding her brains in for over an hour, hoping he'd come out and help her. She's holding her brains into the back of her head. Her brains! Brains!
What the hell?
Well, they opened the door. They called 911. The cops showed up. Paramedics showed up. Turns out... Linda had a wad of bread dough in the back of her head. Apparently, a Pillsbury biscuit canister had exploded and shot dough into the back of her head. And when she reached back there, she thought it was her brains. And she's holding it in for an hour. She didn't move.
Is this true?
No, it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. She even claims she passed out. So, I mean, she was so in such shock.
Right.
That she passed out for her. Came back,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, I guess but you would, like, put your hand back there and then you'd look at your fingers and you see this white, fleshy looking stuff.
And you're if the Pillsbury dough does explode, the thing hits you in the back of the head. Oh, what is that? Oh, my God. It's my brain.
Oh, my God.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. I don't know if you saw this news yesterday, but the Amber Alert, you know, the one about missing kids?
Yes.
And that alerts your phone automatically. You can't. Can you disable that on your phone?
Think so,
you
can, but why would
you?
Man?
Well, you are joking. You disable that.
What an ass.
It's so horrible.
Missing kids. I'm for it. Yeah, it used to go out over the radio and television, but now you can also pop up on your phone and make that annoying sound. Yeah, you can disable it, but you shouldn't. In the last 20 years, almost 1,000 kids have been found because of Amber Alerts in the U.S. alone. It's in all 50 states now, and over 20 other countries use it, too. The first time it worked was back in Texas in 1998. An 8-week-old girl from Arlington named Rayleigh Bradbury got kidnapped by her babysitter and was missing for 2 days. Then an Amber Alert went out, and the cops found her about 90 minutes later after a random person spotted the woman's car. Now, Rayleigh is back in the news again because she's recently turned 18, Went to the prom this Saturday. Graduates high school next month, and she's heading off to college. So it's the very first baby ever.
Amber Alert baby.
Yay!
Is cool. Living life normally. It's been long enough that her mom, Patricia, can joke about it now.
Really?
I don't think you ever joke about it. Remember the time you were kidnapped?
She said, she told reporters that she's sad her daughter's leaving again, going to college, but obviously under much better circumstances.
Oh, well, what? You don't joke about.
Yeah, no. it's never funny.
It's not like Jackie O was cracking jokes in the mid 80s. Finally, I can tell you.
I had his brains right there in my hand.
No, it was just Pillsbury dough.
Anyway, happy ending, Frank.
It's a happy ending.
Beautiful young woman off to college, she goes.
And I got $5 that says we have someone listening to this show right now who has been kidnapped. Not still currently kidnapped, but they were kidnapped like little Rayleigh was and has the story. Goes, yeah, I was kidnapped when I was young. I was gone. I was, you know, then they found me. Mm. I got $5. You want to bet me?
Mm.
I got $5. Says we do have a kidnapped victim who listens to this show. They're going to call us up and I'm going to win. 1-800-955-KLOS.
And no one would dare lie just to side with you. So I'll take you up on that bet, Frank. $5 and a pickle with chicken in it.
I don't want anybody to lie. I just think I want to hear your story. And I'm going to see, I mean, if the phone lines light up, how many people have actually been kidnapped.
I'll take your bet.
But see, the whole kidnapping thing when it's your real parent and dad kept you a little long because, you know, him and mom were in an argument. And they were using you as a tool or a pawn, which they probably shouldn't do.
Right.
But to call that kidnapping is weak. It's your dad.
It depends on which side you're on. It's like one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. Uh-huh. One kidnapping dad is another dad who's doing the right thing because mom's an idiot.
I want the person who was like, the lady faked being a nurse at the hospital and took me and they found me when I was six. You know what I mean? I want that kind of kidnapping.
Okay.
A good juicy one. Look at the phones. My God.
Uh-oh. Lighten up. I think I owe you $5.
Get it out now.
Damn it.
$5 for every call. I didn't say that. All right, so we're going to take a quick look at traffic, a quick 2 minutes of a commercial break, and then after that 2 minutes, come back with your calls, talking to the kidnap victims of KLOS. All right, we're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Morning sickness continues with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the rock of Southern California, Rock 95.5 KLOS.
Before we get to Lisa's news, and before we get to all the kidnap victims on the phone... Yes, because the very first person ever rescued with an Amber Alert is now 18 years old, and she's off to college and living a normal life. And thousands of children have been found thanks to the Amber Alert. It's in all 50 states, 20 countries. So when that, so don't disable it on your phone, because now it pops up on your phone, and it's working. So keep it on. And I bet Frosty $5 that we have somebody listening to the show that was once kidnapped. Maybe you're not still kidnapped.
Maybe one time.
Maybe we shouldn't be your first
call you. Yes.
If you're kidnapped.
So we'll get to the kidnap calls. But first, Frosty needs to make a correction about his lady who shot herself in the head with biscuits.
I'm sorry. I got duped today. It was a funny story, and I stand by it. It was worth telling.
Yeah.
But apparently the story of the woman who got shot in back of the head by the exploding can of Pillsbury dough biscuit and thought it was her brains coming out of her head, apparently that's fake. I've run it out through Snopes. It has, in fact, been around since 1994 as part of a comedy act.
Brett Butler
told it. It's been on the internet since 1996. Sorry. In my defense, I don't know if it's either CNN or MSN.com or AOL. One of those news sources this morning has regurgitated that story. I don't know which because I can't
find it.
Did
they have a winky face next to it?
And it was in the actual file of real
Friday
news
story?
Stories. And I fell for it today. I was completely
and
wrong.
So did they, apparently.
It's breaking news on AOL. Well, I mean, it is 20 years old.
20 years later, you bring stuff back. There we go. On dial-up, it's just now getting through.
All right. How about we get Lisa's news first, and then we'll take the kidnapping calls. Okay.
Can't wait. In the 11 o'clock hour, Marcy is going to have another 4-pack of Disney tickets to experience the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout at Disney California Adventure. I don't believe we've given ours away
yet.
No,
in the 8 o'clock hour, I got the 4-pack here. Right. Give it away.
And Josie's will have another 4-pack at 1 o'clock, but before that, he's going to do a vintage Bits of the Box, and Ian from The Faces will be on. We have our Subaru pet of the day, a 3-year-old Chihuahua. His name is Fiddle. Let me stop you right there, Frosty. It looks like he's missing a leg, but he's not. It's just tucked underneath.
He's got a tuck.
I was going to say, at least he'd fiddle with 3 strings before, but
hard to play a fiddle with one arm.
So the other leg is the other leg's tucked away
tucked
somewhere,
away.
You promise?
Somewhere. Aww. Yeah, I promise.
Cute.
Check him out. Go to 955klos.com. The Subaru pet of the day brought to you by the all-new 20. 2017 Subaru Impreza. It's more than a car. It's a Subaru. Opening up in theaters today, Alien Covenant. It's a prequel. Takes place about a decade after Prometheus. Michael Fassbender, James Franco, Danny McBride. 73% on Rotten Tomatoes. We talked to Christian from the Schmoes Know yesterday, and basically he said it doesn't break new ground. So if you like the other ones, you know what you're going in for, but it's nothing new.
Again, I guess Aliens was out so long ago. If you never saw the original Alien, Alien and Aliens with Sigourney Weaver,
this one,
it's kind of the same thing, but updated.
Right. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. This is the fourth in the franchise. They go on a road trip to celebrate Meemaw's 90th birthday. 25% on Rotten Tomatoes with an entirely new cast. Alicia Silverstone is in this as the mom, so maybe a kid would want to go see that. The official cause of death for Roger Ailes, former head of Fox News, is complication of a subdural hematoma after he fell at home and injured his head, so bleeding on the brain. He fell back on May 10th and was hospitalized. I saw another story that said he was a hemophiliac.
Hemophilia is everything.
Yeah.
It's the feel in hemophilia.
Kind of weird that he would be sexually coming on to Megyn Kelly. With she's got blood coming out of her, you know, everywhere.
Really, Trump? But if you have hemophilia, and you fall,
a bruise
hit
to kill,
your head,
right?
That, yeah, that's really
serious.
You don't
even want to cut yourself shaving if you're
hemophilic. You're right. By the way, there's an opinion piece in USA Today about Roger Ailes by Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, God. He was a wonderful man, a wonderful
Pretty
Wonder
much talks
Woman.
About how most Fox employees were really sad when he left, how he, and I did
Taught
hear this
me everything
story.
I know.
Yeah. And helped some people who were, I think, maybe having drug problems and stuff, like went out of his way to help some people. I've heard that before. But this is the part that I noticed. We are living in a rough age with technological advances changing behavior. The downside of that is turning us into a nation where hatred is almost celebrated in some quarters. Roger experienced that hatred and it killed him. Does that sound ironic to anybody else?
Yeah. There's a sadness in that. Whether or not you like or hate Fox News, it did employ thousands of people.
Yes.
It did provide at least when it started, a platform to take journalism where it hadn't been before. It was a good
thing.
Should
have never gone.
But the guy who started it had a downside, too. It's like Hitler. He did some good things, but some of the bad things kind of overshadow that.
Yeah, a hell of a painter and a dog lover, that Hitler. I mean, not all
you
bad.
Why do we go to Hitler?
The man invented glass coffee tables.
Man.
Memorials for Chris Cornell have been popping up all across Seattle, where Chris was born and raised and helped shape the grunge scene. One of the places where people gathered was the Soundgarden Art Sculpture Park in Seattle. That's where Soundgarden got their name. Fans covered a bench in the garden with flowers. Someone left a note, "Say Hello to Heaven," which is a reference to a song written by Chris for a friend of his who died years ago. With Chris gone, not a lot of people left from the grunge scene. Kurt Cobain is gone, Scott Weiland, Lane Stanley. So a lot of people are saying we need to protect Eddie Vedder at all costs.
Yeah.
Maybe wrap him in bubble wrap. I don't know. Something.
There's also a haunting lyric. I think it's like a stone where it's talking about dying and he'll be waiting for you.
Oh.
Look it up, Eric. I think I heard it yesterday because everyone's playing, you know, here at KLOS, we're playing a lot of audio.
Yeah.
A Slave in Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog. And so, yeah, I was like listening to that. I turned around, remembering that lyric was like, oh my God.
Chills.
You have it, Eric?
From Like a Stone. On my deathbed, I will pray to the gods and the angels like a pagan to anyone who will take me to heaven.
Was that the last song he performed at the end of the concert?
I don't know.
Because some people were saying whatever the last song he ever sang was, you can read lyrics in it. Probably any song you can pick apart later and see some lyrics.
Yeah. Oh, here's the haunting one. At the very beginning of Like a Stone, it says, "On a cobweb afternoon in a room full of emptiness, by a freeway, I confess, I was lost in the pages of a book full of death, reading how we'll die alone. And if we're good, we'll lay to rest anywhere we want to go."
Bah!
Mm. Yeah.
Let's play that next.
The man whose car barreled through Times Square yesterday was caught thanks to some Good Samaritans. Richard Rojas managed to injure 22 people and kill an 18-year-old woman. Bystanders ran to the victims while Rojas climbed out of his wrecked car and started to run through the street. But a sightseeing ticket seller And Ken Brandix, who's a doorman at Planet Hollywood, tackled Rojas and kept him on the ground till police took over. He was allegedly on drugs. He's been charged with one count of murder and several counts of attempted murder.
I know you have to say allegedly because you're the news person, but I'm not. He was stoned. He was zombie-like on synthetic K2 marijuana.
And he got out of the car, so he did it.
He did it. Yeah,
I mean, there were photographers there who took pictures of him getting out of the car.
That's what I like. As far as like the Good Samaritans and everybody, you know, like running to the aid of the people who were hurt, and you know, and then chasing this Rojas guy down and tackling him. I mean, and
not
then,
on our watch.
Yeah, if you're not have the ability to run and chase or whatever, get your phone out and record it. So everyone has this guy from every possible angle and facial recognition that we're going to find whoever. Together, I think the trippy clothesline and everyone get their camera out would prevent a lot more things from happening.
I think you're right. And this guy wasn't a terrorist by the classic Middle Eastern definition. But maybe terrorists will think twice next time if we beat your brains out.
You got all eyes on, and you're not. It's not going
to
happen.
You know, it's
here.
Like you're not going to make it to trial if you try this again in New Yorkers and they get a hold of you.
Well, let me tell you,
anywhere.
In New York,
anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
Yeah. Man, they are on fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is news of the day.
All right, we're going to get to these kidnapped calls. We got Jake, Alfonso, and Carter on the phone who said they were kidnapped at one time and were recovered. But first, want to give you your Saturday birthdays. You celebrate your birthday this weekend. Well, you got a weekend birthday. Lucky you. But on Saturday, you celebrate with Jack Gleason. He's 25. He was Joffrey on Game of Thrones. King Joffrey.
Oh, could not hate him.
Oh my God,
more.
This guy's the most hateable guy ever.
Is he related to Jackie Gleason?
I think
how sweet it is.
His grandson.
Is it? You're just saying.
Great, maybe.
Country singer John Party with an I is 32. Cause you're the one I want. You're the one I need. She can't help. It's like saying cream corn. Get up that. Rachel Platten is 36. She's that fight song girl.
Hillary played that a lot during her campaign. How'd that turn out, Hillary? It worked for you?
She won.
Well, it's like a technical.
Busta Rhymes is 45. Here we go now. Tell me what you really want to do. Come here, ma. Talk to me. Talk to me. You look like you can really give it to us. I know what you're talking about. Chubby NASCAR superstar Tony Stewart is 46. Mindy Cohn, Natalie on Facts of Life, is 51.
Wow.
Come on, Heidi. I open up the door for you to actually sing, and you don't.
No.
I don't want you to sing, and you do. Come on, take the good, take the bad. That's
you
what I got to do with
you. There you have the facts of life.
All right, there we go.
That's one song I don't want you. Please don't.
No.
She can't help that, though. When you mention facts of life, she has to either do that or a Mrs. Garrett. She's got to break into Mrs. Garrett.
Charlotte Ray, come on. It's on the resume.
She has her go-tos. Nick Hayward is 56, haircut 100. Lyrical genius. Tony Goldwyn is 57, the president on Scandal.
Oh,
you watched that show. Before that, he was best known for betraying Patrick Swayze in Ghost.
That's right. He was the bad guy. Bad guy.
And you probably didn't know this, but he's the voice of Disney's Tarzan. Anyway.
Happy birthday.
Bronson Pinchot is 58.
Cousin Balky?
Balky.
Much like the guys who played Screech, Urkel, and Horseshack, he'll eternally be known as Balky.
Yeah.
And Jane Wiedlin is 59, sexy go-go's guitarist. Ron Reagan Jr. is also 59. Cindy McCain, sexy wife of John McCain, 63. You know she's 18 years younger than him?
Didn't know that.
She is sexy, too.
Dave Thomas is 68, not Dead Dave from Wendy's.
The Wendy's guy, no.
This is from Bob and Doug's McKenzie bit with Rick Moranis, that Dave.
Oh, that Dave. I forgot his name was the same. Yeah. What happened to them? They've gone away.
I don't know. And a Cher.
Oh, let me guess. Let me get how old is Cher, everyone?
70?
80.
71.
Oh, sorry, Cher.
Sorry, Cher.
You're really pissed off.
Sorry.
Surgery.
Every time she said that, sorry, Cher. Probably never. All right, we got Jake, Alfonso, and Carter on the phone. Alfonso says his dad kidnapped him and took him to Mexico, and his mom had to pay $10,000 to get him back. But is that really kidnapping?
Yes.
It's his dad. He was...
But he had to pay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alfonso doesn't count. Carter was held for ransom in his home with mom and sister.
Ooh, that sounds promising.
All right, let's quickly talk to Carter. Hello, Carter.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Carter.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, Sammy.
She's waving.
She's
got a mouthful of chicle right now.
Yeah.
All right, so Carter, tell us about your kidnapping story.
I was 4, so I remember bits and pieces. My sister was 6. My mom was, I don't know, mid-30s. And the hallway closet was cleared out. We were thrown in the closet and held shut by a chair.
But who did this? And, some random home invasion guy?
No, it was a team of guys, 2 or more people. I'm not sure how many total. But one was at our house, and one was in communication with my dad at his work. And he had told my dad not to contact FBI. And my dad, of course, did contact FBI and got money ready for the drop point.
How much did they want for you?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
But well, there's a flaw in your story then, isn't there?
Yeah. When he was 4.
I'd make something up. I'd say $10 million.
Well, I think inflation, yeah, I think that might have been a little different back then.
It's just like your first major memory of life, because, you know, the bad things that happen when you're a little kid stick with you, and many times your first memory is a bad thing. Is this the first thing you remember going back as a kid?
You know, that is exactly right. I do, yes, Frosty, you're very
perceptive,
right on point.
Yes, I usually am.
At 4 years old, were you traumatized at the time, or did you even know what was going on? Did you think, did mommy say, we're playing a game? I mean, was she trying to protect you, or what?
Yeah, I don't remember details like that. I'd say in the days after, I don't know my actions. I was probably just being a kid after that. I was.
Did you ever yell at your dad for contacting the FBI when the guy's like, don't contact the FBI or we'll kill him? And the first thing he does is call the FBI. did you ever ask him about that?
I will this weekend.
All right, ask him about that this weekend. Call us back on Monday and tell us what he said.
Nice story,
Carter. All right, we come back. We're going to talk to Jake. He was kidnapped from McDonald's when he was an infant.
Oh.
So this is what I'm talking about, stranger kidnapping. And mom's just looking the other way. She's getting the food and baby's gone.
It's nauseating.
I'm not sure I would ever tell my kid that happened because then I look like a bad, bad parent. If that happened when you're a little infant, you never know. Oh, no, you know.
Unless she lied and he's just a chubby kid and she didn't want to go to McDonald's anymore. But we'll find out the truth when we talk to Jake next. We're Frosty, Addy, and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Addy, and Frank show. Talking about being kidnapped. The first person ever rescued with the Amber Alert is now 18 years old and graduating high school, going off to college, living a normal life.
Happy ending.
Yeah. Made me think. I wonder if anyone listening to this show has ever been kidnapped. I put $5 on it, and we've had several calls. So, Frosty, you owe me $5.
I know. I'm taking it lonely.
Let's talk to Jake. Jake was kidnapped from McDonald's when he was an infant. Hello, Jake.
Hey. First of all, I was a cute baby. It was very cute.
I imagine. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't steal an ugly one.
I wasn't chubby either. Well, and Frosty, I don't know why my mom tells this story, but, you know, I think she just likes talking. My initial thought is that she likes talking about the bad things in life. And
I had just suggested if something happened terrible to my kid as an infant, I don't want the infant to know it ever happened. I would never tell them they were kidnapped. I'm thinking, oh, you had a great childhood. You were never kidnapped or anything.
But what if they do remember it someday?
But he was an infant. How old were you, Jake?
I was like less than 2. I was cute. All right. I had long, curly hair.
You're going to McDonald's. You're cute, long, curly hair. And what was your mom doing? Do you remember what your mom was doing? You've heard the story, so tell us the story.
Okay. She's either ordering food, using the restroom, or hitting on someone. It's one of the three. And my older brother... he's 4 years older than me. His name is Keith. And I think my middle brother was there, but we don't really talk about him much because he's the middle
brother.
Never
came back. But anyway.
she told him, hey, watch your brother. I'm going to go do something. And some lady just picked me up. I don't remember, but this is the story. I got picked up. I was walked down the street. And she comes back. She's like, where's your brother? And he's like, I don't know. Some lady picked him up. And so my mom's running down the street, and she goes down a few blocks. She looks across the street. She sees a lady, like, rocking me, like, nervous at the light, trying to cross the other side. And she jaywalks, goes across, and she says, what are you doing with my baby? And this lady is just crying in Spanish, and she's like, I'm so sorry. And she just took the baby, and the lady ran off, and, I mean, took me.
And that was the end of it.
That was the end of it, and she's... quite proud of that story.
So your little your brother Keith is the one who's the bad guy in this story. He's supposed to watch you and he didn't.
He was six. I've been on hold for a while and been reflecting on my life.
Never trust a Keith. All they do is lose things. They lose siblings. They lose ratings. You can't trust
them. Hey, Keith, what happened to the ratings? I don't know.
I haven't seen them. Somebody came along.
I don't know.
They were here earlier. What happened to them?
Some lady just picked them up and carried them out.
I think they went Spanish.
But my life could have been completely different, you know.
Right.
Oh, hell yeah. You're lucky to be alive, Jake. All right, let me give you a prize. So I'm going to give you tickets to go see the Vans Warped Tour 2017 featuring Adolescence, TSOL. Okay, Fairflex, Pomona, August 6th. Those are yours.
Thank you.
And I know you don't like when Heidi sings, but Heidi, will you join me? I can't help it. Hey, Jake. If I die before I wake, feed Jake.
I'll do my best.
It's an old country song, Jake. I know it doesn't make any sense, but they can't help themselves.
Rock and roll. I'm sorry.
By the way, is this Jake from State Farm?
Stay on hold. You sound hideous. All right. Let's see. All right. I get my $5, Frosty.
Oh, okay. Yes. I've got change.
Hand it over. Quarters? $5 and quarters? What are you going, laundromat?
Stripping last night. This is how I got paid. Sorry, that's all I got. Yeah.
I think you're going to be short. I think you're short.
I got some Disneyland tickets, a 4-pack, 1 day, 1 park. Be among the first to experience the breathtaking thrills and unforgettable music of the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout in Disney California Adventure Park. Listen for your next shot at tickets with Marcy at 11 a.m., but we're going to give them right away right now by playing Get the Fake Out!
Yay. The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
Yeah, several headlines. I actually have 6 headlines today. Mm. All are true but one. If you successfully get the fake out, you are getting the Disneyland 4-pack, 1 day, 1 park. Okay, here we go. First headline. Apple is taking their innovation quest to pizza boxes now.
Lame.
Rompers for men have arrived.
Is it the one piece thing? Mm-hmm. God, no, please.
Tourists are returning cursed lava rocks to Hawaiian volcano.
It's like that Brady Bunch episode where Greg goes surfing and because of that. Anyway.
It's like that, honey.
Large number of baby boys all over the world are being born without nipples. Chanel is selling a $1,325 boomerang. And finally, scientists have created a robotic exoskeleton for the elderly.
Oh, God.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Why do we play this game? Because all of those are true, but one. It's called Get the Fake Out. All right. If you could play, Heidi, you can't because you work here, but if you could, get the fake out.
I think if I decided to pay $1,300 for a boomerang from Chanel, I'd end up taking it back to where it came from. Right. But with all the wacky things that they're selling for,
it's a boomerang.
Yeah, for all the wacky.
I know. I gave the obligatory.
I was explaining it to.
I gave the obligatory insincere chuckle.
And I appreciate it.
Jake sounds like he wouldn't understand that.
I appreciate it.
He's busy feeding his dog.
So I believe that story. I don't believe that babies are born without nipples.
Yeah, it's weird. And,
I don't.
Okay. Heidi's going with that. All right. What do you say, Frosty?
You know, the first one seems weird. I know Apple's got better things to do than to work on innovative pizza boxes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you could possibly do with a pizza box Apple would be involved with.
Frosty, but remember that. Was it a Doritos bag that played music for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, Apple's above that. Fritos is not. I think that's a phony one. It seems weird for Apple to be doing that.
Okay. Lisa May, if you could play Get the Fake Out.
They already have walkers. They don't need exoskeletons for the old people.
Okay.
But robotic grandma.
Lisa and Eric, our producer, what do you say? Get the Fake Out.
I am actually going to agree with somebody. I'm going to agree with Frosty on this one because Frank yesterday You invented, quote unquote, a pizza box that would allow you to type in a code to open it to make sure it was fiddle proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just made that up on the spot.
That does make sense.
Making sure you listen to the whole show.
Now I may want to change my answer.
You want to change your answer?
Actually, I want to go with the Lava Rock one.
Okay, so she's changing her answer to the Brady Bunch Lava Rocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there are nippleless babies being born, you say? Okay.
And I'm kind of believing that in some sort of weird place there was a baby born without nipples, probably. Mm. I don't know.
Maybe we're evolved. I mean, why do men have nipples? Maybe we're actually, this is the beginning of evolution.
Right.
To where we don't even need nipples anyway, so why have them? Is now we're being born without
They're
them.
They're pointless.
All right, here we go. Answering them as they came in. Let's go to Yanni. Hello, Yanni.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Get the fake out for those Disneyland tickets.
Would I be able to change my mind on what I thought for the first one?
No!
I can't. Okay, then I think it was the boomerang.
Chanel is selling a $1,325 boomerang. That is true. Sorry, Yanni.
As weird as it is, and I can't wait to hear the story, the price gave it away. $1,325. That was too specific to be phony.
Well, see, now I know how you think, so I'll just do that every time.
Oh, Mr. Trickery.
You can't let him know how you...
I should have put cents on this one. And 73 cents.
And then we got to do math.
Plus shipping.
So why would a boomerang cost that much?
I don't know.
Oh, it's probably... Oh, it's bedazzled or some stupid...
Let's see. What is so special about this?
Because it has Chanel on it.
A Chanel boom. So now there's
It's just, it has this, the Chanel, those C's.
Yeah.
That has the Chanel logo in, this,
I'm looking
in the middle
at now
of it.
Online, yeah.
Nothing special. Is there a market right now for boomerangs?
Yeah, how many do you sell in a year? Four?
Oh, God. I just saw a picture of it. It's so stupid.
Or maybe amateurs throw them a lot, and there is a market. They got to keep replacing them. That's possible. You know, do you ever try to throw one? Didn't work for me.
Yeah, I couldn't get it to work either.
I guess it's part of Chanel's new summer product line that includes other expensive sporting goods like the tennis ball can. A can of three tennis balls, $475.
Yeah, they're about $4.
And
by the way. Oh, God.
Beach paddle ball set. You've seen that where it's just like those large wooden paddles, that little rubber ball. $3,350 for the beach paddle ball.
Okay, fine. People like Paris Hilton can try to impress each other with stuff like that. That turns my stomach.
Kylie Jenner.
I don't want to hang out
with
those
people.
Who
I heard is she's renting a place because she's having her $12 million mansion renovated. So she's renting a place that's $125,000 a month.
Because that's necessary.
So she can get the paddleboard set. Because that's no big deal. And she's, what, 19? She's my daughter's age.
Living alone? I mean, why do you need...
A month.
That's the rent.
Stay in a two-bedroom apartment while your $12 million mansion's being renovated.
Well,
if
you have a $12 million mansion, then why would you stay in a two-bedroom apartment? Well, you're looking to save cash. You're renovating a $12 million mansion.
She couldn't
buy it done.
But I feel
she couldn't eke buy in a place that was only 40 or 50 grand a month.
At some
point. That was just beneath
me. At some point, you have so much money, you wouldn't go. You would never go back. Even you, Heidi, if you could afford a $12 million home, I guarantee you're not going into a little two-bedroom apartment while we get the thing fixed up.
Well, I'm not. Well,
my God.
They're temporarily. You'd
live in a blimp over the city. You know you would.
I don't feel like I would.
If you have money, you spend it.
But
you know you do. You don't save it.
You know what it is? People at that level think that everyone is always judging them, and they got to impress everyone. They got to outdo everyone. Those aren't even human beings. $125,000 will buy a house in Des Moines.
Right, right.
Probably the biggest house
this
in Des Moines.
Just rent.
That's 1 month's
money
rent.
Throwing away.
And how many rooms are you going to use in that mansion?
Oh, we could argue this all day, but we're running out.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
right. I got to get these Disneyland tickets away. All right, let's go to James. Hello, James.
Hey.
Get the fake out.
I think I'm going to go with Heidi.
Lava Rocks?
Oh, wait. Lava Rocks.
Oh, Lava Rocks. That is true. Sorry, you're wrong. Tourists are returning cursed Lava Rocks to a Hawaiian volcano. I knew Heidi would say Brady Bunch, but it's true.
It is true. Damn.
Yes. You didn't know they were cursed from the bottom.
It seems like a harmless souvenir. You're talking a little Lava Rock from the Big Island in your pocket, taking it back home. But there's a curse warning that Pele, the volcano goddess, will have her revenge.
Oh.
The goddess.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Hundreds of visitors mail back their pilfered lava rocks after learning of the legend. The returned rocks are driving National Park Service workers insane. They're saying, okay, stop sending them back. There is no curse. We made it up so you people would stop taking the damn rocks because we don't want you to touch the stuff, and everyone does it anyway. So we made it. Don't send them back.
What do you do?
Their mailroom is nothing but lava rocks.
Yeah. You can't use used returned lava rocks.
No.
What do you do with them?
So
you just got to throw them outside somewhere.
That
God
is
forbid.
Real. Still up for grabs is Apple is taking their innovation quest to pizza boxes now. Rompers for men have arrived. Scientists have created a robotic exoskeleton for the elderly, and a large number of baby boys all over the world are being born without nipples.
One of those is fake.
Let's go to Leslie. Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Get the fake out for Disneyland tickets.
I said the one for the elderly people.
Scientists have created a robotic exoskeleton for the elderly. That is true.
That kind of makes sense. That's the one that you can envision, right? Not exactly Sigourney Weaver in the last scene of Alien. Take it away from me, you bitch! Or whatever.
Right, right.
But old people who need help picking things up or walking or steadying themselves?
That's all it's for. It's really for steadying. It's like it can sense. It's like the gyroscope of the Segway. It can sense when you're falling. Yeah. And when old people fall, they usually die.
My parents could use this.
So it's like when it senses falling, it just stops and just straightens you back up.
Wow.
Are these on the market? I mean, really?
No, I think it's being mass produced yet, but yeah, that's one purpose is for the elderly.
Brilliant. If they'll use
it. How much is that going to be? Well, elderly person on a fixed income can afford robotic hips.
Will it be covered by my Medi-Cal and Medicaid?
Yeah.
Will it?
You think Trump will make that part of his new Obamacare replacement? Exoskeletons for the elderly?
Paul Ryan, please. I need my exoskeleton.
All right. See, Mackenzie thinks it's boys without nipples. Erica thinks it's the Apple pizza box. And Matthew thinks it's rompers for men. One of you is going to get the Disneyland 4-pack. The other two get nothing.
Go Apple pizza box. Go Apple pizza box.
The fake headline is...
Yes.
Large number of baby boys all over the world are being born without nipples. Mackenzie, you're right. Of course boys have nipples. We'll always have nipples.
Awesome.
All right, you're going to Disneyland with a 4-pack of tickets. One day, one park. Be sure and experience the thrills of new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout right there at Disney California, okay?
Thank you.
You stand hold. Now, if you did not win like Mackenzie, your next shot is at 11 a.m. with Marcy right here on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. So what does that mean?
Oh, please tell me there aren't rompers for men.
Rompers for men are real. God. It was a Kickstarter where, you know, you go and have an idea and then you beg the public for money. And rompers for men just went live and they're calling them romp hymns.
Oh, my God. I want to punch somebody
in the
throat.
Instead of rompers, it's romp hymns.
I can't.
And at $95, you can buy one. And they've already raked in over $100,000 in support for this.
Who's going to wear these things?
This is like, I mean, that's like a child's outfit.
It is.
So now when I'm undressing a guy, I'm like, well, let's get you out of these clothes. Hey, let me shimmy these down.
As long as you're doing that, I don't care what I got on.
I don't think that's going to happen. Girls are going to go, no.
Doesn't it wrong? It's one piece over the top. In the bottom, kind of like a skirt.
No,
it's shorts.
It's shorts
connected to a shirt.
Yeah, it's one piece. Okay, but it's not a
shorts.
Skirty thing. Okay, yeah.
It's this. And there's no definition, so it's like the shorts aren't a different pattern than the shirt that it's connected
to. It's
all
one piece.
Yeah, it's all one pattern.
So a toddler wears it, but that's the only person that's
like
going to look good on.
Women do.
Yeah.
It's a very common woman thing. I think Sammy had one on the other day. That was a romper.
She's got a good figure. You can pull it off. Most women don't have her body. Most women probably shouldn't
wear
it.
Why would you talk about her body?
Because she has a good body. But most women don't look like that.
Yeah.
The average woman has a big blob.
I just said most women are most likely to wear them, not toddlers.
But
now you're talking about Sammy's body.
No,
she's
not
right
her.
There.
She'll look good in a romper.
You better
but
stop.
Most women,
come on, Roger Ailes.
So anyway.
You kind of look like him.
Someone's going to, I know, someone's going to take up the torch for Roger. So Apple is also making a, what?
This is, yeah, Apple can't just let anything be. They have to improve it because they're such perfectionists over there. And in their personal cafeteria, they serve personal pizzas. Mm-hmm. And the pizza box, the regular cardboard pizza box, was not good enough for Apple. So somebody over there is like, let's make a better pizza box. And so now the pizza box has holes in the top so steam can escape. And so it doesn't get your pizza all soggy and doughy. Mm-hmm. And they're stackable and they're reusable. So basically they become almost like a Tupperware and the food safe so you can microwave other stuff in them. So basically they're making recyclable, reusable pizza boxes.
Damn.
Okay, I guess.
And they look round, so they're round, which makes more sense.
Yeah, they're so the pizza fits all, you know, there's no wasted space.
Okay, why would you have a square box?
So there's nothing digital about it. I thought maybe they're combining some sort of, you know, Wi-Fi, electronic GPS.
Your pizza
the 3D printing pepperonis on top. That's going to be next. Okay. You know it will be. Well, actually, what's next is traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Update is brought to you by...
It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on the Rock of Southern California.
95.5 KLOS.
Frosty and Frank show. What is today, the 19th?
Yes.
Yep.
So today's 19th is Friday, Saturday be the 20th, then 21 be Sunday, then Monday be the 22nd, right?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm correct. And I have... Jimmy Kimmel live tickets May 22nd. He's got Bush, special guest Bush, probably performing
We've
outside the back.
Got Bush.
Got Bush on Monday. I got 10 pairs of tickets to give away because I got to give them away now since that's on Monday. Mm. The only thing I can play right now is Florida or anywhere else. You want to play that?
Sure.
I love it.
Headlines, got to get rid of them. Headlines from the week. All you have to do is tell me if you think this took place in Florida
or anywhere else
in the world, planet, galaxy. All right, here we go. I'll give you guys the first one.
Okay.
A 40-year-old guy was arrested last week after he set a cop car on fire, then called 911 and said it was a welcoming mat for the new sheriff. Well, that sounds so Southern, though.
It does sound Southern.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think in Florida they want to set fires. It's already too hot. No, I'm going with Michigan.
You're actually selecting Michigan, huh?
I am going to go with Idaho.
Well, you would.
All right, Adam, what do you think? Florida or anywhere else on that 40-year-old guy?
Frank, good morning.
Hey, Adam.
I'm going to say anywhere else.
No, you're all wrong. That was Florida.
Oh, I know.
Damn it.
No, sorry, Bob.
This is the part of the game where you both go, well, that sounded like Florida.
Nice try, Adam.
You guys have a nice day.
Hey, have a good weekend.
All right, let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy.
Yeah, how's it going?
Here's your headline, Florida or anywhere else. A 42-year-old woman told her husband she pawned his chainsaw. When he asked if she got a receipt, she bashed him over the head with a piece of bamboo.
Anywhere else?
Yes, that was Oregon. So, yes, you are going to see Bush, Jimmy Kimmel, on Monday, okay?
All right, thank you.
Stay on hold.
I don't own a piece of bamboo. I couldn't bash one head with bamboo if I wanted to.
Do you own a chainsaw?
I do.
You do?
Well, it's one of those small little...
Chop up the bodies.
It's those little small baby ones. It's electric, rechargeable.
Chainsaw?
It's not a big, like,
adorable
lumberjack one.
Let's go to Saul. Hey, Saul.
Hey, what's up, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank?
Saul.
Florida or anywhere else, here's your headline.
Okay.
Cops busted a house party with 400 teenagers, and there was so much pot smoke in the place, they had to take breaks to go outside and breathe.
Whoa.
Florida.
Okay, since I'm going to guess since pot's not legal in Florida, I'm going to say somewhere else.
Ooh. Good guess. It was Michigan. So yes.
Way to go, Saul.
You're going to see Bush.
All right.
Jimmy Kimmel Live on Monday, so stay on hold.
He analyzed that one. That was
he did. Smart.
Very good.
Smart way to play.
Yeah, because they all sound like Florida.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, here's your headline. Florida or anywhere else, a Walmart shopper puts a runaway deer in an MMA headlock.
Florida.
Florida, absolutely.
Next. You guys are going Florida with that one?
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Doubling down on that.
What do you say, man? Florida or anywhere else?
That's got to be Florida.
There we go.
Nope, that was Minnesota.
Oh!
A deer running around Florida, but that was Minnesota.
No. You think migrate?
Are you suggesting
these don't migrate? All right. Sorry, Randy. Okay, let's talk to Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Ryan. Here we go. Florida or anywhere else. A guy beat his mom for waking him up when he was passed out drunk on Mother's Day.
That's definitely Florida.
They all sound like Florida. That's why they're part of this damn game, you idiots.
I know, but I'm guessing this is really...
If it's not like Florida, why would it be a part of this?
This is so Florida.
You just don't have any idea.
It is.
All right.
This one is.
What do you say, Florida or anywhere else?
Definitely Florida on that one. It's got to be.
No, it's Pennsylvania.
Ryan, you idiot.
You're making everybody lose.
Well, Then we get to keep the prizes.
I think it's all. Crap.
I get one.
You have one because I didn't give anything away, really.
I have one.
I still have so many of those tickets. 8.
Don't laugh or snicker at the story because it's actually very, very sad.
I promise you I won't.
Promise?
I will.
Honest Injun, because we got to be politically correct. Honest Injun. Florida or anywhere else, a thief used racial guilt trips to steal iPhones.
I don't understand. What?
Okay, a man entered a Boost Mobile store and called the clerk a racist for not letting him hold the iPhones. The clerk felt bad, actually said, okay, you can hold the iPhones. As soon as he brought them out, the guy ran off with them.
It's impossible to be racist to work at a Boost Mobile store.
So because the guy happened to be black, the guy said, you're a racist, you're not letting me hold the iPhones. So the guy in the Boost Mobile store felt bad, went out, put the iPhones on the counter, the guy grabbed him and ran off with it. Florida or anywhere else.
Oh, man. Oh my God, that kind of sounds like Florida. All right, I got to get somebody on the phone here. Let's go to Alex. Hey, Alex.
Good morning, how you guys doing?
You heard the story, so what do you think, Florida or anywhere else?
Let's go anywhere else.
It is Los Angeles.
Yay!
Happened here.
You're going to see Bush at Jimmy Kimmel Live on Monday.
Awesome.
Way to go. Yeah, that actually happened at a Boost Mobile store in Van Owen Street. And then he did the same sort of trick about 3 hours later in Oxnard. Again, the same.
Well, it worked.
It worked twice.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, no laughing, no snickering.
That's all I got. Do you have any more headlines that could possibly be a part of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready? What we got here? Florida or anywhere else. Restaurant sees a 50% increase in sales after banning children. Florida or anywhere else?
I don't think Florida's that smart. So I would go anywhere else.
What do you think, Colette? Florida or anywhere else?
I gotta go with Florida.
You are so wrong. North Carolina. They said business up 50% once they put the No Kids Allowed sign up. More customers came in.
Remember my... My great aunt lived in Florida. It was a trailer park for senior citizens.
Oh, exciting.
And.
Yeah, a little brag there, but whatever.
You could go visit, but you couldn't stay longer than like a couple of days.
Right.
Because it was part of the HOAs.
Where
it's like,
yeah,
it was all old people. It's like, we don't want a bunch of grandkids running around here. We came down here to escape and die.
Right.
Right.
We want to die in peace.
Be here longer than a weekend. Oh, I guess I have another headline. Let's go to Sean. Hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
All right, here's your headline. Police are on the lookout for a man dressed as a giant penis who got into a fight and broke another man's shin.
What a dick.
Anywhere else.
Yes, that happened in England, of all places. So, yes, you're going to see Bush at Jimmy Kimmel Live on Monday.
Frank, I can't make it. I'm working. Do you have anything else?
Oh, let's see. I'll give you, you want Blackest of the Black tickets?
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. I'll give you that instead.
Thank you very much.
Right, so
you guys are the best.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, man.
Stay on hold. Shouldn't he be arrested for cockfighting as well?
Technically.
I don't think that's legal.
Technically.
Do you have any other
I have
headlines?
One more
headline?
Two, but one's not very good. So I'll use the one that might.
Well, desperate times.
You sure?
Yeah,
go ahead. We have
tons of prizes and they can't give them away.
Okay, but just keep in mind I've tricked you into making me do this one because it's not the greatest story for Florida or anywhere else. But I'm doing it because we're desperate.
Right.
Florida or anywhere else. Man dies after falling over railing at Wrigley Field.
All right, let's go to Patty. Hey, Patty.
Anywhere else.
Right, it's summer Cubs game.
This is the beginner's edition.
Right,
there we go. Just to get your taste, you know.
I don't know, this might be a fun factor if I'm making it up. Look it up real quick. God. I think Wrigley Field used to be in Los Angeles, and it moved to Chicago.
Are you suggesting Wrigley Field migrates?
It followed the deer.
Anyway, poor
Look
guy's
that
dead.
Up. Wrigley Field has not always been in Chicago.
Really?
Right. I don't know why,
that.
And I'm full of useless knowledge.
You really are.
Might be true. Eric, you looked it up.
You're right.
Are you kidding me?
In 1925, Wrigley Field in Los Angeles.
I think this stuff happens to a man's brain when he's a father. Because that's like, dads like know all that weird crap.
Did you play Trivial Pursuit?
Actually, I did growing up as a child with adults.
See?
I'd sit around and watch them play Trivial Pursuit. So I think it's all this knowledge that just, I don't know, just planted in my head.
Yeah, well,
you must
have
picked that up there. That's amazing.
Awesome to know that stuff.
When Drake's the bars trail.
All right, Patty, you want to go see Bush?
Awesome,
Jimmy Kimmel Live, May 26th. That's Monday. All right. Good for you. You stay on hold. I'm going to hook you up.
You have more? Yeah, one more. If you don't,
Is it better than the last one?
Yes, infinitely better.
At this point, I don't care.
Okay. Right. Florida or anywhere else? A couple's engaged after losing 600 pounds together. big fat couple decided to get lose weight. They did. Now they're engaged. Here's a photo of them, by the way, before and after. Look how much weight this couple's lost. They were big, huge, fat people.
Wow. Now, I thought that one was a guy.
That's how fat they were.
Oh, that's the girl before.
This is the guy before and after. This is the girl before and after.
They're all hot
now. This is the happy couple.
Now, let me ask you. Yes. You know the details of the story. I don't want to know Florida or anywhere else, but I want to know, did they break up with each other? Now they're hot.
No, they actually are getting engaged and getting married. But see, there's a bigger question here. Would you want to date someone who has inclination to get really fat?
But don't you think he'll, like, now that he's so good looking, like, you know, I'm never going back to that guy again.
Yeah, but you know.
I mean, this is not going to work out because they're both more attractive than they were.
Yes, he's good looking. She's hot.
Look who she thought she could get before was that fat guy.
Right.
Do you think that thin young thing there still wants that fat guy?
Right, this isn't going to last.
He's hot now.
But whatever.
Either they're going to find better.
I give it 3 months.
Right. Either someone's going to start getting weight and they dump them or they can do better. Anyway, find her anywhere else.
Let's go to May on line one. Hello, May.
Hi.
Is that
I'm
Florida?
I'm going to go with anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
It was anywhere else. Yay.
Nice.
You're
going to go see Bush, Jimmy Kimmel Live Monday.
Do you have any Joe Rogan tickets?
I've never had Joe Rogan tickets. I don't understand why you'd even ask for them.
We have dial tone.
Do you know what show you're listening to?
Yeah.
What show?
95.5.
Yay. Well, no, that's the station. What show are you listening to?
The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, the one I listen to every morning when I'm going to work.
All right, don't overdo it.
I like you, May, even though he's getting pissy
Come
with you.
Come on. I thought maybe another show was giving away Joe Rogan tickets. She's flipping around.
No, my boyfriend told me to say that, so I'm just trying to make him happy.
All right.
Well, Joe Rogan's got a show somewhere. You just got a plug.
Wait. All right. Yeah, I love Joe. I just don't have any tickets. Joe, give us some tickets.
All right.
All right. Stay on hold, May. We're going to hook you up with those Jimmy Kimmel tickets on Monday. It's always a good experience. If you've never been to a Jimmy Kimmel Live, a lot of fun to go see his show live. And Bush is going to be there, so it's going to be good. Lisa May, what's going on in traffic right now?
Traffic report brought to you by...
All right, Lisa, you've joined us in the studio. What else is going on in the world?
Well, in the 11 o'clock hour, Marcy is going to have another four-pack of Disney tickets to experience the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout at Disney California. And Jonesy will have another four-pack at 1 o'clock. But before that, at 12:30, he'll be featuring vintage bits of the box with Ian of the Faces. And don't forget that Frank tomorrow is going to be at Top Rocker, Harley-Davidson in Canoga Park, along with the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Mike Thompson RV. So come on out, say hi, and be sure to take a picture of yourself with the Mike Thompson RV. Hashtag it FHF Show. So post it to social media, and that gives you a chance to be entered to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Rock Getaway at the Hard Rock Hotel in Riviera Maya, Mexico, featuring the Steve Miller Band, Roger Daltrey, Bad Company, Foreigner, REO Speedwagon, and so much
more. Yes, yes. When Frank is there tomorrow, will there be barbecue?
Yes, there'll be barbecue as well. And take a test ride. What's the worst that can happen? Your life improves?
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Well sold. Okay.
I like that slogan. We should put that on our RV. Really.
That's a good one. Anthony Weiner just pleaded guilty to one charge of transferring obscene material to a minor. That was the plea agreement he made with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. Federal officials have been investigating reports that Anthony Weiner started exchanging sexually explicit messages with a 15-year-old girl in North Carolina back in January of last year.
Oh, I saw that. Thought that maybe he did it again.
No, this is just new.
Okay. They're just now getting around to...
Next year, we'll have another story.
I feel like if my last name was Weiner, and it's obviously been Weiner his whole life, don't you think this would be the last thing he would do? Because it's just too...
On the nose?
Yeah, like that's the last thing I'm going to do.
I think it's expected of him. I mean, your last name's like Weiner. You've got to be a pervert.
It's his birthright.
I mean, potentially this could carry a jail term of up to 10 years, but the New York Times says most likely what'll happen is he'll have to register as a sex offender. Which, yeah.
I mean, he's in his 40s.
That's it? You think he'll just come away with just register and then slappy on the
maybe.
Wrist?
Maybe.
Wow.
I see. He made a deal. We were talking about Chris Cornell and the last song that he sang at his final concert. It was, according to one news source, In My Time of Dying. And it starts out, In My Time of Dying.
It's a Led Zeppelin.
I want nobody to mourn. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Led Zeppelin. Is it? Mm-hmm. All I want for you to do is take my body home. And there's a lot about taking his body home and
Oh my God.
Hopefully the gates will
open for him. Band plans that. It wasn't like all of a sudden he starts singing.
I'm just saying it's deep, man. That's all I'm saying.
The whole song is about dying and going to heaven and your body dying. I mean, it's a song of death.
It's a way to end the show,
I know.
It's not a happy rock and roll ending.
It is kind of weird that it'd be his last song.
So the official cause of death is suicide by hanging. They have not finished the toxicology tests, which will be interesting, or the full autopsy report. So probably more information coming. One person at the show says that Chris staggered back and forth across the stage, missed words, seemed agitated. And his wife issued a statement this morning. Vicky, she said his suicide may have been from taking too much of his anxiety medication. She said he was on Ativan. And after the show, when she spoke with him, he was slurring his words. He seemed different. And she got worried. And that's why she called someone to check on him. Mm. So we may find out that was the cause of death,
and,
essentially.
Dr. Drew is going to be joining us at some point in the 9 o'clock hour. Drew Pinsky, he has a show on our sister station, 790 KABC, called Dr. Drew Midday Live with Mike Catherwood. Airs weekdays from noon to 3. If you ever want to check it out, do that. But he's going to come in here, possibly give us some insight into Chris Cornell and what could possibly be going on, since this is a surprise to most who heard the news and then found out that it was a suicide. So Dr. Drew is going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, Taco Bell is testing out nacho fries. I did one of those newsgirl things.
Really? Yeah. You shifted from sad.
From suicide to nacho fries. Yeah. How could you kill yourself when nacho fries are coming out?
She's trying to make you feel better.
Nacho Fry Supreme. It's basically the fast food chain's version of loaded nacho fries. Think ground beef, sour cream, pico de gallo, and nacho cheese on a bed of fries, substituted for chips. Testing? We don't do sticking testing.
You passed the test. We'll take it.
Yeah.
How many of those do they sell at 2 in the morning? Oh. All of them?
And then they also have nacho fries. It's basically French fries with nacho dipping sauce. A menu in West Virginia for $1. And they're testing out the Nacho Supremes in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield?
How can anything not test well in Bakersfield?
They'll eat anything up there. They're like Mikey from Life.
I don't know if they can, though, with those meth teeth. Maybe they're testing to see if their soft gums, their ruined gums, can actually bite through nacho fries.
Can we put it in a blender?
Chips could be too much.
Chips hurt too much.
Fries are softer.
So that's what's happening in Bakersfield.
Tim's 10-second obligatory Trump mention. He's leaving on his first foreign trip this afternoon. He may already be on the helicopter. He's going to Saudi Arabia, Israel, Belgium, and Italy. And while he's gone, word is out today that Trump's staffers are reportedly organizing emotional support groups.
What?
To give each other comfort and emotional support with all they're going through.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, this is Trump's staff. They've swapped phone numbers. They have support groups checking in, calling, texting, inquiring about each other's mental state, urging them to take care of themselves and don't let everything get you down.
They're like the walking wounded or something.
All right. And that's news from Washington.
Oh, my God.
Birthdays this weekend. If you celebrate on Sunday, you celebrate with Gautier's 37. Belgian, Australian hipster musician. There he is.
One hit wonder. Great hit, though.
Yeah. You see the YouTube video where everyone's playing this song? I mean, there's like 20 people playing one guitar. They're all doing different parts on it. It's pretty cool. We should post that. Also, Judge Reinhold is 60.
Wow.
Not an actual judge, by the way. I don't know if you people knew that.
Just the Breakfast Club guy?
No. He was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He was the guy on the toilet with
in the famous scene, yeah. Okay. He was in there.
He's 60. Wow.
He was also Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what you mean.
Mr. T is 65. Leo Sayer is 69.
You make me feel like
here's a song, Frosty.
No, this guy was good in the day. This song, You Know I Can't Dance, his ballad When I Need You. This guy was, in his day, though he looked like Richard Simmons.
He sounds like a girl.
And he's, anyway. Happy birthday, Leo Sayer. I remember you.
I was talking to the woman.
Really?
And it's not as annoying as James Blunt.
You hate James Blunt.
Similar, but cause I don't wanna go home. You gotta put up this ballad When I Need You. So much better than this. Oh, stop it.
The ballad When I Need You. Alright, do you have When I Need You? Look it up. That is way, well, as far as a ballad
when
goes,
I need you, I just close my eyes. And anyway.
Now I got
happy birthday,
it.
How old is he?
69.
Oh, we know what he's doing tonight.
And no, I can't dance. And no, I can't dance.
When I need you, facing the other
there
way.
There you go. Just close my eyes and I'm with you. And
all that I so want to give you. What a great song.
Yeah.
It's only a heartbeat away. When I need love. Hold out my hands and I touch and feel your love.
Why do you and Heidi have to ruin every single song?
It's just what we do, Frank.
That's why we don't go to concerts. I'm always sitting next to you, dumbass.
Yeah, it's just what we do.
It's like, my God.
You're stuck with us.
Am I?
Well, at least until 9:30.
This is purgatory, Frank. Someday it will end.
What are you doing?
This is hell. This ain't purgatory. It's hell.
You're dead. You didn't know that.
And Ronald Isley is 76 from the Isley Brothers. Who's that lady? Who's that lady? Beautiful lady. All right, we come back. It's time for Stay or Go, where you decide the future of music with a band. Wants to know if they should stay in the music business or not. This is the moment in time. This is the crossroads. Do they go left to music? Do they go right to whatever the hell is their future? Okay? We decide it next on Stay or Go, along with you. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
You're listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS.
It's Friday. It's 9:05, and it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by Picklebacks. Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars? Or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start working on what they call Plan B? Should I
stay or should I go? Picklebacks.
Oh, Picklebacks. Yes. Anthony says, have you ever had a pickleback? Like, I don't know what that is. He's like, it's a shot of whiskey with a pickle juice chaser. Like
I have heard of them.
A shot of pickle juice after the whiskey. So we're going to try it right now.
Hope it's not as nauseating as Nickelback. So I wonder
it's
got
to be better than that.
I wonder what these little things. I thought this was a urine specimen. Someone. This is actually pickle juice?
If that's urine, you need
just drink more
antibiotics.
Water.
Okay, all right. And antibiotics.
So this is pickle juice over this cup.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not good.
Here's me whiskey cup.
All right. That's over your whiskey glass.
So it's an equal shot of pickle juice and an equal shot of whiskey. Which do you do first?
Whiskey and then pickle juice.
It's whiskey and then pickle.
Pickle back.
Pickle, yeah.
You want a shot too?
Yeah.
All right. Does she have her pickle juice?
I got my pickle juice.
Okay.
Is this
stop being a pussy. You're missing the drinking show next Friday, so you got to catch up today. Yes, next Friday before Memorial Day weekend. We're going to do a drinking show. We're going to have the police officers in here, and they're going to give us breathalyzers throughout the program so you can see exactly, like, is the stuff they use on the streets that you might have a couple beers, and you're over the legal limit, but you don't feel like you are. So it's a public service. You'll want to listen to it, and you want to listen to us deteriorate over the hours of the program.
We've done these. We subjected our bodies to this for years, and it's amazing the alcohol awareness education you get during this show. It's really interesting to hear. People who are drunk and don't know they're drunk.
Yeah.
And the cop's going, you would be arrested right here. When you're going, are you kidding me? I'm fine.
I'm fine.
You'll hear it yourself. That's next Friday. Sorry you're going to miss that, Heidi. But this pickleback, is it supposed to be good or really bad?
It's supposed to be good.
Okay.
You wouldn't think, I would never think about drinking pickle juice by itself and then chasing whiskey with pickle juice. All right, so here we go.
Cheers.
Here's to the band Made in America. We'll find out if they're any good next.
Happy
here we
Friday.
Go.
Happy Friday. Cheers.
Damn it, that's good.
Yum.
Interesting.
Why is that good? I don't get it.
Those two flavors shouldn't work, but they do.
I think it cuts the bite of the whiskey, and then it also cuts the whatever the vinegar, vinegary dilly of the.
Yeah.
It's a perfect. It cuts out what really sucks about both.
It does.
What?
The aftertaste is not bad. It's not really pickle. It's not really whiskey. It's
almost a meal. I consider that lunch.
We got vegetables and grains and
some
barley,
right?
Hops,
yeah.
Oak, I don't know.
Corn.
All right, time to get to the task at hand. Made in America. As the name suggests, Made in America consists of true red, white, and blue, born and bred in the USA, rock and roll.
Sounds good so far.
Wasn't Made in America an Ally Sheedy movie?
What's with you and Ally Sheedy? My God, you see her everywhere. We're at MeUndies. There's a girl sitting over there in a, you know, working on her computer. He's like, is that Ally Sheedy?
It looked just like her, didn't it? Like a young Ally Sheedy? I used to have the hots for Ally Sheedy.
You still do.
That was like going back in time. There's young War Games era Ally Sheedy.
Red, and don't forget Breakfast Club Ally Sheedy with the dandruff.
I think
Ally... Yeah, we mentioned Judge Reinhold. He goes, Breakfast Club? I mean, were you watching it last night?
No.
Ally Sheedy's on the brain.
But having said that, I'll look it up. I think she made a movie called Made in America, as in house.
Well, that's interesting.
M-A-I-D. Isn't you're thinking of Made in Manhattan with Jennifer Lopez.
No, no.
That's even more interesting. Sammy, could you just try to get Ally Sheedy on the show?
Please.
Just try to get her on the show.
I'll be all embarrassed and stuff.
Yeah, we'll see him get all wiggly again. Maybe next week. Maybe she can come in and fill in for Heidi on Thursday. All right, Ally Sheedy on the show.
Please, oh please.
Look at him.
Well,
do we know what Ally Sheedy looks like today?
I haven't seen her.
No,
for
years. Let's not look her up. Okay. I want it to be a surprise.
Okay, don't look her up.
For some weird reason.
That way we can book anybody.
I think she was my
Ally Sheedy.
No. Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm kidding.
She was my number one for years and years and years. In my brain, there's so many fantasies as a young man about Ally Sheedy. Again, I don't know how.
That's where your sexual brain stunted.
At one time, yes. And anyway, please get her.
She's a good choice.
But let's get back to the band. Made in America, based out of Los Angeles, California. This high-energy, straight-ahead, no-nonsense, pure rock and roll band will have you adopting their tracks as your own personal anthems. My God. You guys better be good. Made in America is a celebration of our freedom to rock. All right. It's a little over top at the Rocky now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we got on the phone David. He is the singer. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for participating in this segment called Stay or Go. It takes a lot of balls to put your art out there for people to judge and tell you if you should stay in the music business or if you should get out today. So what do you do in the meantime before this whole music thing takes off?
I personally train athletes and, motivate and try to help the young people of the day.
Okay, well, so now I know. Now I know which guy you are in the picture. I was wondering.
He's the guy in the front.
The burly guy.
Well, you all look burly. Like pieces of crap. But yeah, he's the burly guy.
The reason I said second time caller, I don't know if you guys remember a couple of years back, Frosty had his trusty steed, his keyboards, and he nailed the intro, and we all sang Joy to the World by Three Dog Night together.
Oh, I remember that like it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the good times.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I know I don't. No,
I can
I
pull
don't.
Up the Whirlwinder again when I recap.
All right, so you know how this works since you are a listener of the show. You send in a couple songs. Now, it's very important what song you choose to start out with, because if the audience likes the first song and says, you know what, Made in America needs to stay in America and keep pursuing their dreams of rock and roll, then we will hear that second song. But if they don't like that first song, we'll never hear the second song. So what do you want to start out with?
Soul Stealer.
Song about Steve Harvey and his wife.
Right.
All right. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. 1-800-955-KLOS. Should they stay in the music business or should they go far, far away? Here they are, Made in America.
Take my soul.
made in America. I'll drink to that. Pour me a pickleback.
Please, pour me one as well.
Oh, my God. We got David on the phone. He is the lead vocalist, along with Andy, Clackers, and Sammy. Make up the rest of the band. We pass the ball around the room now to find out what we thought of Made in America. So I liked it. I mean, it really had an old-school sound to it. I don't know if it is a ripoff of anything else, because it did have that old classic, that rock. You said rock and roll, right? Your bio was true to form. I mean, it is true old style American rock and roll. So I liked it. I'd say stay. What do you think, Frosty?
I didn't like it.
What's the matter with it?
I loved it.
Oh, you tricked me.
There's the old school type sound you guys have. It's Deep Purple. It's Uriah Heep. It's Head East. I grew up playing that stuff and listening to that stuff. I love it. I hope this sound is something that takes you far and don't change, because I love, love, love this kind of music. In caution, I must say, the verse of that song is dangerously close to the music of Smoke on the Water from Deep Purple. Your verses are almost identical musically. I'm just saying. You didn't notice that?
Yeah. I saw Frosty, if you're watching the show, you'll see him. But when you went over to your keyboard and I saw you thinking, it was like you were either wanting to play along with him because you liked it, or you were like, wait,
he was trying to pick it out.
Like, it was Smoke in the Water. Yeah. Just the first note. But having said it, who cares? That was 45 years ago. Go with it. I love you guys. I wish you well. And cheers to you. I want to hear another song.
Loved it, too. Absolutely loved it. Thought it was great.
Are you crying?
Are you crying,
it was so
David?
Good. It was so good.
I'm sorry.
David, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So how did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
You liked it? Eric, did you like it?
No.
You never like anything.
You don't like anything.
Well, the thing is that the bio, I think that the only reason I didn't like it was because their bio built me up so much that eventually the music just let me down. I mean, they're talking, it's their freedom to rock, and then they come out with, so steal love.
Yeah.
Wait till the second song is going to blow your head off.
Well, we don't know if we're going to hear that second song. See, that's the whole issue. You should, if the second song is going to blow our head off, you might have want to start with that. But we don't know yet, so we're going to have to go to the phone to find out if you guys can actually stay or go. But look who just walked into the show.
Hey,
it's Dr. Drew.
Good morning, all. So I had to rush in here, but here we are.
Now it's official. We have a doctor on the program.
I said bust in when you get here. Do you want a drink?
I did bust in. No, thank you.
Really? You don't want pickle juice and whiskey, Dr. Drew, at 9
today.
In the morning?
It looks fantastic.
This segment of the show is called,
thank you.
It's, the segment is sponsored by Pickleback, where it's pickle juice and a whiskey.
It looks wonderful, but my friend will have to have a conversation after the show. I'm just saying.
How do you
just
feel about going to Celebrity Rehab?
I'm trying to get on TV, man.
Well, done and done.
There we go. All right. Thank you, man.
You certainly meet criteria.
It's the end of our show. We can party. It's the beginning of his.
Yeah, so. Dr. Drew has joined us. We're going to discuss the whole Chris Cornell, and I guess they determined that it was suicide.
Well, that's what the coroner is saying. Yeah. However, it's still not all fitting together. Have you heard all the latest stuff?
No, absolutely.
Okay, the latest is he had a big bottle of Ativan there.
Yeah.
I'm so PO'd about that, I can't even tell you.
What is that used for? Why would you have Ativan?
It's an anxiety medicine. If you have a history of addiction, you should not be exposed to that medication. He knows that. But he had probably a special doctor treating a special rock star. You take this, man. Don't let those recovery
Too many
people.
Yes, men.
Don't let those recovery people brainwash you. You take this. You're having anxiety. It happened to maybe a DJ AM. He was dead 2 weeks after someone told him that. And here's now Chris Cornell. His wife was aware that he was slurring his speech. That's why she was checking up on him. Clearly, he should not have been on that medication. But it's hard to overdose on that medication. You can't do it by itself. So when you hear people saying, somebody on the phone breathing
it's
hard.
Oh, that's David. Guy. David on hold.
Yeah, we'll put David on hold.
David, are you all right
David,
there?
Stay on hold. We're talking to Dr.
It's a
Drew
separate
real quick.
Okay. I have to get to pulmonary disorders. I'm talking about David.
But he didn't OD on Ativan.
It's very, very hard to OD on Ativan. You when you hear people like somebody took a whole bottle of pills and woke up a day later, that's Ativan or Xanax. You can't really OD on that unless you add an opiate to it, like a painkiller.
Oh, so there was something else going on.
Well, maybe. We also hear he had a band around his neck that's in quotes. One thing, he was a heroin addict, right? And so one thing opiate addicts do is when they need to sort of get off sexually, they will often start to do erotic asphyxiation. Their brains changed after the opioids, and so they'll do that kind of thing. If you add,
because it's a high,
they need it to feel gratified. Yeah, and in order to sort of, if you add the Ativan to that behavior, your judgment can be impaired. You can be sort of drowsy, and boom. That's a bad combo.
Could be suicidal tendencies with that event.
That's the other thing, is that you can get acutely suicidal. Maybe he did hang himself. I mean, maybe this is what happened, and he was acutely suicidal related to that medication, not in his right mind. His addict brain is going.
So a good doctor, knowing that you have a history of depression, would never prescribe Ativan.
Not in my opinion. I never say never in medicine, but it is highly dangerous. They did a huge study in the UK just studying people on benzodiazepines generally. We're calling this the hidden epidemic. Every time somebody dies of an opiate overdose, always benzos on board. It's the combo that's so deadly. Prince, both, for sure. Every one of my patients has died because a peer of mine gave them the two medications. They die. But what was I saying? The acutely suicidal. And
right.
Yeah, you can get acutely suicidal on the benzos. It's the hidden epidemic. With this UK study, they studied like 35,000 people, just looked at them, the people on the medication. And the hazard ratio was like 3.5, which is like 40 times high cholesterol or high blood pressure, all these other things we all worry about. Just being on that medication puts you at very high risk of serious outcome.
Not to get too graphic, but if the word was he was found in the bathroom, how do you hang yourself in a bathroom?
You know, if you're acutely let's talk about depression for a second. So suicidality doesn't always occur with depression, right? Not everyone has suicidal thoughts. There's a certain genetic component to it. Some people are prone to suicidal thoughts. Some people have certain risk factors like grief or chronicity of depression or severity of depression, and they'll feel in such pain that it actually becomes a rational decision at that moment. And that's why we put people in the hospital for 3 days. It passes eventually. It does always pass. But in that moment, they can do anything anywhere. I mean, they can take a bed sheet against
them. Because you're out of your
right.
mind.
Yeah, they're hell-bent on ending the pain.
Well, we were looking at like his most recent tweets and things like that, looking for some sign.
Yeah.
And he was thanking Kansas City for being a great audience, and we can't wait to get to Rock City to perform in Detroit. And so, Mother's Day to my mom and my lovely wife and the mother of my
talked
children.
To his wife apparently an hour before right. about Memorial Day, where we're going and what we're going to plan. That does not sound like somebody in a acutely depressive state. So to me, it's just not all fitting together.
Right.
So
we don't know if he actually hung himself as far as a suicidal thing, or maybe you said it was a sexual thing, autoerotic asphyxiation,
right.
they call it. And
I
caught you in the hall yesterday. We didn't know anything at that point. And I said, here's the thing. Do you know it's autoerotic asphyxiation? Because if you die with a boner, you have a boner for eternity, right?
Well, that's a sick thing. Oh.
Right, Dr. Drew?
Is this on camera?
Yes.
Because the look Heidi just gave me needs to be put on a reel.
It's true, right?
So she's like, well, tell me. Tell me. Is
wow.
it so?
I don't.
It's not necessarily so, but it could be so.
Like corpses get it. Corpses get them in the morgue all the time, I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how do they get it? The blood's not pumping. If the heart's not moving, how do you get
it?
It's a muscle thing, right?
It's not a muscle. There's a vascular relaxation, so blood flow in versus blood flow out
I haven't dealt
positive.
With penises in a long time.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
Dr. Drew, how do we know he wasn't murdered? He was found with something around his neck.
Is he always paranoid?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say, I know he had Ativan in his system and this and that.
Another chore for me when we stopped them to show it. Got to deal with you, got to deal with him.
If you find me dead in my bathroom with a band around my neck, how do you know someone didn't come in there and choke me to death? How do you prove it's suicide as opposed to murder?
You're asking a forensic question that's way outside of my
You know if they've ruled murder out? Or
I'm sure they did. They're forensic specialists.
Now, we don't have the toxicology report back.
Right.
The full-on autopsy has not been done.
And the coroner is saying suicide, but I don't know. It just doesn't fit. It just doesn't. It's possible. But again, let's just get back to suicide, which is being middle-aged, having medical problems, having a grief reaction, having a history of depression, having substance use, being on certain medication. All these things add up to having had a heart attack or chest surgery. All these things add up to depression. If you remember when Robin Williams died, everyone, oh, yeah, he's got all the the risk factors for suicide. And yet, that it turned out not to be what happened.
Wasn't that a medication-induced?
No, he had Lewy body dementia.
Oh, right.
And it was part of his sort of demented, his agitated dementia that had him doing impulsive things.
So there's still a lot to find out about Chris Cornell.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
Everyone else speculating
and
right
whatever
now.
It is sad. It is disastrous. Three little kids are left behind. A wife
right.
is left
those
behind.
Those pictures were haunting me yesterday. I started drilling down into Google and looking at family pictures. And I'm like,
oh, horrible.
Yeah.
We should all raise awareness about depression, about suicidality. And remember, if you're a drug addict in recovery, do not take opiates. Do not take benzodiazepines, except under the most extraordinary extraordinary circumstances and carefully monitor. Yes.
Why aren't the laws so strict for doctors that they wouldn't dare go there and overprescribe?
We're getting there. It's starting. But benzos, it's been in opiates. We finally got the message out. It took 20 years. We're there. Now benzos, not yet.
Thank you, Dr. Drew, for coming in and spending some time with us. If you want to listen to Dr. Drew's show on our sister station, 790 KBC, it starts...
I won't be on today because I'm going to be busy with you guys doing some medical evaluation.
This is an intervention.
All right.
It's not an intervention. It's just going to take a while to evaluate all this. I'm just saying.
Well, I better drink this while I still can. From noon to 3, Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Mike Catherwood. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Drew. Appreciate you guys.
All right, we still have Dave on the phone, still deciding Dave's future, if he's going to be in the music business forever or if he gets out today.
Part of the future is he's got to stop smoking, whatever Dave's... or get his asthma treated, whatever it is.
Dave, do you have asthma? Are you a smoker?
No, I was pacing back and forth.
He's nervous. It's his song.
He's just breathless.
He's the burly guy, kind of out of shape, can't really walk back and forth.
He's a trainer!
Looks like Larry the Cable Guy.
Anytime you want to go to the gym, I'll show you how to shape.
You never smoked?
No, I'm 26 years sober as of last Wednesday.
Okay, oh, congratulations. Wow.
Why would I hire a 275-pound trainer? I mean, you're more shaped than I am.
Recovering trainers.
Excuse me, I'm 235 with twisted steel and sex appeal.
There we go.
Put that on your bio, David.
Recovering trainers make great trainers. But let me ask the question again, my friend. Never smoked?
Well, of course, all the evil things.
Yes. You can't get one past Dr. Drew.
You need to remember rigorous honesty in your recovery, my friend. I don't smoke. I said, yes, you did. I could tell.
Dr. Drew didn't even have to push. He's that good.
All right, let's remind everybody what we all said stay about in studio. A little clip of that first song, Soul Stealer.
Soul Stealer.
Love it.
Got the idea there. And he says, if he didn't like that first song, like Eric didn't like it at all. He's like, well, you wait till you hear the second song. It's going to blow your mind.
Eric's too picky. That was a great song.
So let's even see if we're going to hear that second song. Let's go to the phones as they came in. Talk to Hayden. Hello, Hayden.
Hey, what's going on?
What do you think about Made in America, Stay or Go?
Go.
Oh, what didn't you like?
If I wanted bad karaoke, I'd just listen to myself.
Oh,
all right.
Hang up on this guy.
All right, thank you. That's what I do when I'm done with him. Josh. What do you say, stay or go on Made in America?
I'm going to have to go with agreeing with Eric. I never agree with Eric, but I'm going to say go.
All right. Two goes, what? Zero stays.
Some of these people.
Hello, Chris. What do you think, stay or go?
Hey, I'm going to say stay, but fire Lisa May. She can't read.
All right. We're not to the complaint segment of the show yet. But,
stay or go, Lisa May edition.
Thank you so much. All right. Art, what do you think, stay or go?
Definitely stay.
Two stays, two goes. Okay. And Mike, what do you think, stay or go?
Hey, how's it going? It sounded really good. It sounded a little bit like No More Mr. Nice Guy, and I was really into it and all that. And then Dr. Drew came on and started talking about boners and opiates and stuff. But I'm still into it. I say go. I want to hear the second song. I handicapped this.
All right, so three stays, two goes. And I realize, Sammy, I still have like five tickets to go see, pairs of tickets to see Bush and Jimmy Kimmel Live on Monday. So the next votes. All right. Give Mike a pair of tickets, and then the next people will get through.
Sweet.
Stay on hold, man. All right. Michelle, what do you think? Stay or go, Michelle?
I'd really like to hear a second song. Brought me back to some old school stuff.
All right. Stay on hold. And Dan, what do you think? Stay or go?
I'm going to go with stay. I agree with you guys. I think that they had an old school feel. I like it.
All right. Five stays. Two goes.
Voting turned around. I was scared there at the beginning.
All right, Dave, I'm going to put your fate in your hands. You can choose either Nicole or Daniel.
Nicole.
All right, going with Nicole. Did he make the right
choice?
All right. Hi. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you think?
I'm gonna have to go with stay.
It's official. Didn't look good early, but you made it. Six stays, two goes. You didn't get through on the phone. Stay on hold, Nicole. I'm going to give you some Bush tickets to stay on hold. If you didn't get through on the phone, you can go to the website, fhfshow.com. Continue voting online. We combine the online votes with the call-in votes. And the bands with the highest percentage of stay versus go get invited to play our birthday bash / Sogfest. And Dr. Drew said he'd be nice enough to sing the national anthem at that event.
So, yeah, wonderful.
That'll be awesome.
We got to get a date on that?
You don't win.
He's got
when am I going to be there?
Yeah, he's like, where am I? What? I surprise everybody who's on the show with that. So what's the name of the second song that's going to blow our minds, Dave?
It's called Bang Bang.
Bang Bang. Okay, let's play a quick 90 seconds of the second song. All right, here they are one more time. Made in America. Bang Bang, Made in America.
Great, just like the other one. I like the other song better, but I love this retro sound. It's raw. It's just rock and roll. I can see him performing live and the crowd getting into the chorus. Definitely stay, guys. Keep at it.
Dr. Drew, you heard that little clip of the second song. What'd you think?
That was awesome.
You like
it?
Yeah,
they're great, I think.
All right, looks like it is definitely a stay for Made in America. And continue voting online. If you want to follow these guys on Twitter, it's at MNA Rocks. MNA Rocks.
I'm curious if that second song won over the Picky Eric.
Did it win you over, Eric?
No, it didn't.
No. Still hate it?
Still, it's just a ripoff. It's nothing original. It's absolute crap
now,
to me.
Now, David, you're already a stay on the phone, but I have two more names for you to choose from, okay? Isaac or Tim? Pick one.
Isaac.
All right, Isaac. Isaac.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter what you say, stay or go, because the votes are already in. But because David picked you, Isaac, you are going to be awarded a $250 Barbecues Galore gift card.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Nice.
I had to give that away before the end of the show. I forgot.
There you go, Isaac.
And so I had to.
I needed that.
Pull that out of my shrink.
I've taken that, too.
What, David?
Excuse me, Frank.
Yeah.
We are playing next Thursday with Living Color at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. So come on out and see the great Living Color and the Made in America.
Really?
Oh, that's
my neighborhood. I'll have to come out and see you guys. So thank you.
I'll put you on the guest list.
Awesome. Thank you so much, David. Thanks for being a good sport. And Isaac, congratulations on your Barbecues Galore gift card. Okay, bud?
No, thank you, guys. Thank you.
There you go, Isaac.
Stay on.
David, go get a spirometry and an inhaler before that show.
And don't forget to turn it over to 790 KABC to listen to Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood on Dr. Drew Midday Live on 790 KABC, starting at noon to 3.
That's us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Right now, we have to apologize to those of you that we might have offended during today's show and get the hell out of here.
Apologize to Uriah Heep, Cher, guys named Keith, and kidnapped children.
Eddie Vedder, Jay-Z, Wonder Woman, and Cousin Balky.
Steve Harvey's ex-wife, Red Vines, Kylie Jenner, and Bill Lambier.
Joe Walsh, Brett Butler, Leo Sayer, Ali Sheedy, and Monty Python.
Dog Talkers, Chanel Bakersfield, and Tony the Tiger.
Lucky Charms, Boost Mobile, Senior Citizens, and Cockfighters.
7-Eleven owners, Nickelback, the Queen Mary, and former President Rutherford B. Hayes.
Jake from State Farm, Pele, the Volcano Goddess, Walmart wrestlers, and boys with no nipples.
Made in America, Wrigley Field, Pickles, and Dr. Drew. You really have
made
to
listen.
Made
the list.
The whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Tap. On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Dodgers down the Marlins, 7-2, get a win for Ryu. Justin Turner with a couple of hits. Now sits with the highest batting average in all of baseball at .379. If you're an anti-bat flip guy and getting ready to tell me to get off your lawn, you'll love this story. A day after Jose Bautista went deep in Atlanta, Julio Teheran hit him in the thigh. If you think that's going to stop Joey Bats from flipping his bat, you're crazy. And on the ice in Nashville, the bars on Lower Broad were filled with sulking Predator fans after the Ducks evened the series at 2 with a 3-2 win. I'm Pete Fox at Sports on Tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.